Brat, 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 y'all already know what it is. Your boy Shank, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. the Messiah. You're now rocking with the number one internet radio station across the country, Air It Out Radio, That Chick Fire. They already know what it is, man. If it's a problem, we airing them out just like that. Rat.
Yeah. I know who it is.
Yeah.
Bank. It's takeover.
Get up.
I said my name's Bank, but y'all know me. I be posted in the hood, feeling like an OG. And the shit I get up in is there, probably OG. But I run through all day to keep them stacks on me. I said my name's Bank, but y'all know me. I be posted in the hood, feeling like an OG. And the shit I get up in is there, probably OG. But I run through all day to keep them stacks on me. All I see is big faces, like a nigga staring through some glasses. And this paper says I run the fastest. They moving like my glasses. I take what I want, no asking. I'm selling white pills, no aspirin. They be steady hating, while I'm steady laughing. They see what I'm making, then they steady gasping. If they try to take it, then we steady blasting. If the cops chasing, then I'm steady mashing. I be up in NC, chilling with my cousin. We just copped a new gap. Boy, that hold a dozen, plus another dozen, and another dozen. So check that bar for that 32 that will be busting. When I'm on the block, I see them bitches, they be lusting. When I'm in this white, I go so hard, I have them cussing. Man, I am the best, and that's the end of our discussion. I shine so bright, yeah, you should've saw me coming. I said my name's Bank, but y'all know me. I be posted in the hood, feeling like an OG. And the shit I get up in, they're probably OG. But I'm through all day, keep some stacks on me. I said my name's Bank, but y'all know me. I be posted in the hood, feeling like an OG. And the shit I get up in, they're probably OG. But I hustle through all day, keep some stacks on me. I gotta get it, even if it's in a bad way. I be looking super hot, that's even on a bad day. I be getting super high like I'm living my last day. I be dicking bitches and all these things are nasty. Wife by my side, she be writing, call her Bonnie. Cousin Lee McKellar here, tell you if you try me. I be writing rhymes, written for labels that sign me. So I can get that paper, have me shining like some Hy-Vee. Buffing that one on that block, trying to get my bread right. Steady bitchin' low key, cause now I ain't the fast type. Always gotta watch my back, yeah, that's that fast life. Keep something in the clip, the niggas who don't act right. Started with my niggas, so you know where I'ma end at. Here's where niggas starting beef, I bet you I'ma end at. Never hustle where you live or wherever you can at. If you wanna battle, nigga, bet you I'ma win that.
My name's Bank, but y'all know me. I be posting in the hood, feeling like an OG. And the shit I get up in, they're probably OG. But I hustle all day, keep the tax on me. I said my name's Bank, but y'all know me. I be posted in the hood, feeling like an OG. And the shit I get up in, they're probably OG. But I hustle through all day to keep some stacks on me.
Air It Out Radio, what's going on? That's Chick Fire. What's going on with y'all today? Monday, made it to another one, finally. Listen, I know y'all gonna be mad at me. The theme song didn't come on, blah, blah, blah. Listen, we're having some technical difficulties here. We're gonna ride through it like any other Monday. Y'all know how we do. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net and you wanna call in, 347-677-1163. Quickly, I want to address a couple things. Nitty, I see you, baby. You're always number one, as you should be. Anyway, Air It Out News, Rod Digga's going to be on next week. For those that are tuning in and y'all don't know who Rod Digga is, y'all need to Google her, because y'all definitely been living under a rock. But anyway, she'll be through next Monday. I know it's Valentine's Day. I was trying to take off, but this was the only day that I could really get her. So I just, wherever I'm going to be at, I'm just going to have to deal with it and, you know, deal with the situation. But see what I do for y'all? You know what I mean? I can't have one day off. Every time I try, it's like always a problem. But anyway, I'm just happy to do the interview with her. And, you know, like I said, she'll be on next week. Get all up in her business. Going on with her. Today's guest is, of course, your boy, Fanatic. He'll be on. He's usually on anyway, so, you know, we're going to find out what's going on with him. I met him at the Bat Keys, and, you know, he can sing and all that stuff. So, you know, get a little bit into his business as well. The winner of the theme song, Mr. Prez. Congratulations. You won. Have the Don Shiz on the little hook or whatever. So, he definitely won that. And hands down. So I'll be playing that soon. Probably not today though. Not today. But I'll definitely be playing it throughout. You know, just so y'all can hear it, da 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 da. And that's basically for our exclusives anyway. So, but congrats on that. He'll win. Well, actually he won. A spot on the homepage for a whole month, and he got a free interview with me whenever he decides to come out and push whatever he's doing. I know Don Shiz is, you know, up first, but you know, whenever he decides to come forth, he got a free interview with me at the new spot that's coming soon. I can't wait. I'm excited, you know. So, but anyway, like I said before, make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. I'm not going to talk too much. I'm going to hit the lines up. I am having some difficulties with some of the songs. So whatever I got, you just going to have to deal with today. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I'm so serious. But anyway, hit the lines up for the newbies that are listening. I call your last 4 digits out. And basically, then I'm talking to you. So if I call 1234, that's your last 4 digits of your phone number, then I'm talking to you. Speak up clear and loud so everybody can hear you. Introduce yourself and act like you never called here before. Don't be like, yo, yo, yo. And we going yo, yo, yo back and forth. So, you know, try to work it out, work it out. Anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up. 7435. Air it out, radio.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's really good, man?
What's going on?
It's your boy Nitty, a.k.a. the Gorgeous Gangster. A.K.A. Mr. Dark Knight. It's really good with y'all.
Okay. You know what? I've been trying to find that song because I'd be wanting to listen to it on a regular basis. Only time
what
I can
song?
Listen to it. Dark Knight. I got to find it. I know
I
got it.
Oh, no, no. Listen, listen. That's what I was about to tell you because you
what?
Said you wanted to listen to it last week.
Yeah.
Dark Knight is getting reevaluated. I tapped the big homie, Dr. Joker. Shout out to my big bro.
Dr.
He
Dr.
on it. I gave him the last verse. You know what I mean? And when I say his verse is crazy, his verse is fucking phenomenal. Like, so,
well,
you know,
it's already
we
on the website,
it.
Though.
Huh?
It's already on the website.
No, no, no. We about to premiere. We about to world premiere the, you know, the finished
video?
Version is mastered, copywritten,
okay.
Everything is about to be. When I say this record is epic, I mean.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm about to shoot the video for Living Life Fast in the next 2 weeks, so we grinding. Shout out to my nigga Rain Live. Also, my nigga Dr. Joker got a mixtape coming out with Snatchy 1.5. Dropping that at the end of this month.
That.
Shout out to that. If y'all don't get
that.
It, cause, if y'all don't get it, cause he on it, know what I mean? Get it because your boy on it. Double that.
Double that. Yes.
Yeah, that's the new saying. That's the new saying. Oh,
I know.
Skydiving.
I like that, though. I like
we
that.
Call that skydiving when you coming down from your high. My nigga had me skydiving the other day.
Yeah, just skydiving.
Yeah, because you'd be so high when you're coming down from that thing. We call that skydiving.
So
you know, that's the new lingo.
Is that so? Okay, okay. So, I mean, what else? Well, what's up with the reality show? Like,
oh, yeah, we were just shooting. We were just shooting what? Saturday. Saturday, my nigga was at my crib busting it out. Me and this nigga all together. Like, I mean, it'd just be me, him, and my wife, like, my daughter. We'd just be kicking it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we shot it up. He in his editing bag right now, but right now we writing the treatment for Living Life Fast, which is going to be crazy. And then I just told you, my manager, just, which is my wife, I mean, shout out to Kiwi, she just got me linked up with this promotion thing, right? So, and this promotion company or whatever. So they about to be promoting Nitty very hard.
I like when the women get involved. You know what I mean?
You know, she got my left side. And I mean, that my right hand, she my left side. Like, we going all that.
Usually chicks is like, I don't want you to do this. You know, they messing the situation up. You know what I mean?
No, she supported me from day one. So I can't even, front that way.
And that's why she
was. That's my rock, you know what I mean? So.
Exactly. So, let everybody know. Oh, you know what? I didn't come up with a topic.
You ain't even dropped the question of the day.
Listen, I'm slipping. Our topic for today is basically just air out whatever you got on your mind, if you whatever it is. I'm letting y'all be free tonight, but don't get crazy with it. And, you know.
Yeah, you can't say that to me. I'm
now.
Very controversial. I'm very controversial.
Yeah, you know.
Say, no, I'm fucking with you. I ain't gonna stop being controversial.
Cool.
I just want to make banging music, you know what I mean? And to anybody who, you know, thinks they on top, I'm on your ass. I mean, other than that, we good.
Okay. So, what
look
we getting
me,
into?
Look me up in your rear view. I mean, just.
Look you up
course,
in the rear view.
Look me in the rear view. I'm behind them, but they on lap number one. I'm on lap number two. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, Lord. Well, everybody know your info where they can reach you.
You can hit me up on the book at Devoted Nitty. Twitter at Devoted Nitty. Reverb Nation Nitty. That's about it. And I'm about to do the URL thing.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. My face is Devoted Empire. I ain't been on my face in forever. I'm going to keep it behind.
No, me either. Look, I was waiting. Look, you got to get down with the It's My URL. Come on now.
They be trying to bring my sleeves back, but that shit's dead. I'm going to keep it behind.
All right, so go ahead and introduce your song, your new one.
Oh, this is my nigga Dr. Joker's song. I mean, Nitty the God, a.k.a. Nitty the Great, on it hard in the paint. We drop a little freestyle for y'all. We leaked it, you know what I mean? So, you know, world for men. We go hard in the motherfucking paint.
Nitty.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. I get a lot of dough, fuck what you think, nigga. Check the statements from the bank, nigga. I can write a check and leave it blank, nigga. I got that money, that shit ain't nothing. Y'all niggas broke and bummy, y'all niggas always bluffing. My niggas like he do that. These niggas like, okay, I got the hookup like it's blue black. But these niggas is true black. These niggas ain't fucking with me. That's what my nigga said. I said, you right, that's true black. L said, go hard. So I had to go hard. Niggas was in my way, so shit, I had to bogart. Now, these niggas tryna talk so hard. But I can see in their face, they ain't got no heart. They just talk it, niggas don't walk it. Walk up in the block with a long pants locking. And I treat it like it's weed, I light it up, I load the trees. I tell them niggas like when I squeeze, I guarantee I spark it. And I climb short shit like Peter Park shit. Niggas say they riding till the niggas go and park it. You a guppy, I'm in the water shark fin. You better watch out for that shark fin. Because I'm snapping, these niggas acting. When they be rapping, I'm an athlete. I think I need tough actions and acting. I jump on beats, I grab the soap and then I snap it. And I put it in reverse, so I guess I do a backflip. And guaranteed I kill it three in a row, that's a hat trick. And fucking with me, nigga, you can go and pick your casket out. I try to tell these niggas, they not fucking with me. I guess now they realize they not fucking with me.
I don't know what y'all niggas' problem is, man. I do this shit for real. Monday through Monday. Sunday through Sunday. However you understand, I do it 7 days a week.
Dad, I see you, big bro. Check rock and check out. Devoted Empire. Let's go. Nitty.
I go hard in the paint.
Hard.
So move if you ain't.
Get out.
72 Caprice, red and black paint, sitting on 28, switching lanes by the way, I'm riding with the K, I gotta stay strapped, haters in the back, rat-tat-tat, take that, I ain't a drug dealer, but I get coke by the pack, profit off of that, invest that into rap, my flow so pure like it was flown on the Lear, or maybe on the boat, I can't remember what I wrote. Oh yeah, I did it right, so that makes it extra tight.
Retro.
So why you say your flow is ruby out of sight? Blowing so much haze, you would swear I am a muscler.
Okay.
I go hard in this motherfucker, God in this motherfucker. Shot from this cannon since you the god, motherfucker. Beamer so clean, but I'm riding so dirty. 60. My life is suspended, niggas are snitching. I got work in the trunk. I forgot to mention that if I get hit with this case, they give me football numbers. Or maybe them letters, I gotta pull it together. Motherfucker.
Tighten it up.
Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fight. Make sure y'all check out the website. Nettie, you is a mess talking about my license suspended. I think that was Die. I'm sorry. But anyway, y'all just be wilding out. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Make sure y'all do not click over. If you click, you dip. That's just the way it is. You lose your place in line. That's how Blog Talk is. For some reason, don't ask me why. I have no reason. I have no idea why it's like that. But if you do tend to click over or whatever, you're playing with the phone or whatever, you're doing three-way, whatever, it's going to automatically click you down. So you'll be on, and sometimes you have to make sure you're pressing one. So if you are trying to talk or you do want to talk, make sure you press one, you know, that way you'll be able to be in a, you know, the caller's lounge. So I'm going to hit up 8052 Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
Now, are you sure that's the topic you want me to be on?
I know, right? I'm
I mean, is you making I'm this show, you know what I'm saying, for me to do tonight, damn it? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I got the wrong person. Either way,
y'all that
I'm hit.
Don't know, this would be Nightcrawler.
What's going on with you?
Just chilling. Left the studio not too long ago with, you know, portion of the members of the CCE fam laying down a couple new tracks. You dig?
Okay. You and that motherfucker
doing our thing. Yeah, I know. You said what I say. When I get back to the crib and I stop, you know what I'm saying, hitting them well, then when I'm going to be hitting that mic every chance I get.
I see. You ain't playing.
Better back the fuck up.
You
oh,
better
no,
back
I'm,
the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm talking to some. I'm talking about my dogs. You know, I got my food right here. I'm trying to get my grub on, and they jumping around. Bring your nose over here if you want to, so I can knock this shit off.
Oh God. So everything is good. Are you calm now? You good to go?
I mean, what's my name?
Everything's good.
What's my name?
Oh, boy.
What's my name?
What's your name? Didn't even ask. But anyway, we want to try to talk about other things.
Hey, I ain't started at all. Do you really want me to get started? That's all
no,
I want
to know. No. I have to say, you've been doing good the last couple of weeks. I mean, like, you go in, but you don't go in as hard with it, you know. So.
For what? I mean, everybody know he a bitch. I don't need to say nothing else.
Okay.
I mean, he's proving that fact for me all by himself. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to do shit. He doing it for himself.
Oh,
a fuck nigga will show his colors. So everybody know that. Everybody see that. Everybody heard that. I mean, it is what it is past that point.
Okay, I got a question for you. I know you said you pretty much left your job and all that stuff. Like, do you regret it now? Like, are you, like, having second thoughts?
Regret what?
Like, I mean, the fact that, you know, some people be like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have did that. I mean, like, even though it's kind of early in the game, you know.
Regret what? What the fuck do I need to regret?
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm just asking a question.
I mean, hell to the no, I have no regrets. You know, if you live life with regrets, man, that means you thought you were doing something wrong. Let's keep it 100. I don't ever think I'm doing nothing wrong. I do what I do. Whether another person thinks it's wrong or they don't, fuck them. I'm me. And I'm going to continue to be me, regardless of who liking and who don't.
Right.
You know, I'm not the only person in the game, you know what I'm saying, that's had controversy with motherfuckers, you know, putting the shit on the slab, you know, especially when you got two artists up against each other. Each one think they hotter than the next. What you do is you put it out there for the world to see, which is exactly what I did. No regrets. I won't lose.
Right. Okay.
This is what that is. I mean, you only have regrets if the motherfucker actually tear your ass up in that game. Unfortunately, he don't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying? Lyrically or physically. Sorry. Doesn't happen.
Right. Well, is there anybody else that's on your radar besides him?
There's a lot of motherfuckers in my radar, man. It's just, you know, in order to get with them motherfuckers, you know, you actually got to be on the same type of level these niggas is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to expose the hand until, you know what I'm saying, I get to where I'm at and where I need to be. Then I got ammunition to fight with. You know what I'm saying? When a nigga sitting on top, you know, you got to actually build up, you know what I'm saying, everything else on yourself to be able to challenge a motherfucker, you know? If this nigga got an army, you ain't going to come in there by yourself bringing a knife to a gunfight, you know. It doesn't work like that. So,
right, right.
Them niggas will be addressed in due time.
Has anybody, like, tried to start any beef with you? Like, you know, because I know you controversial, but has anybody said, you know, well, fuck night, da-da-da-da, just out the way. Like, you don't even know.
Not that I've heard about. I mean, not that I've heard about, but, you know, hey, if that's the way they feel, then that's the way they feel. Just make sure, you know, if they do feel that way and they do address me in such of a manner, make sure you got your plate clean, because I guarantee you I'm a lyrical genius on every aspect. I will dig into the furthest backgrounds on a nigga just to pull up every damn thing. And, yes, I do the math. Trust me, you can't snipe a nigga with no ammunition, you know. And if a nigga think he got ammunition on me, please spit the games. Please spit what you think is the truth. I really don't care. It's not going to fade me. I'm still going to be me at the end of the day, and I guarantee you my credentials will speak for themselves. So, you know, bitch nigga, have fun trying to blast. You know, if you want some help
with some
information, yeah, I mean, if he wants some help, you know, with some information to try to blast me, call me up, nigga, or send me a text message, nigga. I'll write a verse for you blasting my own self, because that's the only way you're going to meet me.
Oh, God.
Keep it what?
So what would you like to air out, like, because, you know, that is our topic today, like, what's on your mind? You can say whatever you want, you know, make it short and sweet, though.
I think I'm going to take about a two-hour segment on this one.
No,
I'm playing.
No, you're not.
Nah, I ain't really got much, you know what I'm saying, to air out. You know, only thing I'm going to put out there, you know, is that me and my CCE fan, we just left the studio. We dropped a new track. One of my dudes might be calling in. It's the exclusive. If he call in, you know what I'm saying, y'all show him some love. As far as the apology-type situations that went on, you know, the cast that, you know, that separated themselves from the bitch nigga, hey, I wish them luck to do what they do. Anybody network with them, hey, knock yourself out. You know, the boys do got skills. So I ain't going to sit up there and make it seem like these niggas, you know what I'm saying, ain't doing nothing. They doing their thing. They just associated themselves with a bitch-made nigga. And, you know, a hoe will show his colors at some given point. They found out. So, you know, be on the lookout for my group. Hey, we about to smash.
What's the group
name? You know
what
I'm saying? CCE, Cause and Chaos Entertainment, what I do best.
That's a nice name, though. That's a nice name. I like that.
All right. You know, we'll be releasing the first single here by the end of this week. We'll be dropping that joint in about 50 cities across the United States, so every state will get a chance to sample the music. And we are setting up a time, a date, and a place for our venue spot up in the Philadelphia area. So I told y'all I was going to try to get y'all the first show out the deal. And we will be looking for other artists off of the Air It Out radio. Only we will be taking to do their thug dizzle on stage, you know what I'm saying, as well. So be looking out for that. We'll be hitting y'all up with that, letting y'all know what to do.
Okay. I like that. I like the fact that you even, you know, decided to come all the way to Philly, too. You know what I mean? Because you could
have
showed
me love.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all showed me love. So, therefore, the way I look at it like this, I'm going to give love to those that give love to me. I said that one time before.
Mm-hmm.
I show love as long as a person doesn't disrespect me, point blank and period. But Philly, y'all, you know, y'all have showed me nothing but mad love. So, therefore, I want to make sure that my first show is given to those that show the most. The first show, I want to dedicate that to the Philadelphia area, you know. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
And I want to give the artist on the Air It Out Radio that showed me, you know what I'm saying, a lot of love. I want to give them all opportunity to get they shine on. One way or the other, we going to make it. If you true about it, we going to make it. And if anybody can help anybody, I've been reached out to by several artists, you know what I'm saying, that are willing to collab, and I'm willing to collab with anybody who wants to collab with me.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all need to link up. I mean, all the Air It Outers need to follow each other, you know what I mean? So be supportive of one another. So that's a good look. Well, where can they reach you at and all that good stuff?
Well, you know, I have it's my URL. I just don't know how that doesn't work just yet. Yeah, I've been had that. I just don't give it out. Because I know you be talking
that's what
about
you need to be giving out.
I don't be on it like that, man.
Not,
I don't be on
it's
nothing.
It's not a page that you be on. It's just. It's a site where everybody can go to where all your stuff is.
I set it up. It's got my YouTube account on there. It's got something else on there. I just don't know what it is.
It should have all your websites on there.
Look, man, I ain't do all that now. Hey, I'm only giving out a couple websites. I ain't trying to have all these extracurricular, you know what I'm saying, websites, because I don't be on the net like that, man. Let's keep it 100. I got better things to do with my time at this particular moment, so I'm always grinding. I ain't
got
time.
For people that want to find you and want to look more of your stuff, like, you know, they want to go to your YouTube, they want to go to your Facebook, Twitter, da-da-da. They want to look at all your info, so that's why.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said. It's my YouTube. My YouTube and my yeah, Twitter, yeah, that one right there. It's got that information on there, and that's basically all I run by at the moment, because that's all I ever be on. So you can hit me up, and I will be, you know, sending back messages, whatever the case is, for those who hit me up. Hell, just do what you do, keep having fun, you know what I mean? It's my URL, Nightcrawler, Nightcrawlah.
Okay.
I just simplified it a little bit for everybody. You know, still a hard name to spell, but you'll eventually figure it out when you start seeing it every damn where. And trust me, you will see it.
Yeah, because they still be asking me, and I'll just be posting it like, there it is, right there.
All you got to do is check on that girl damn page. She didn't send out enough damn tweets that have my name up in them left and right. I mean, trust me, you're going to see my name somewhere.
Yeah. So... we'll be getting into tonight. Well, I only got like 2 songs in here. I'm adding more songs in here. I had some technical difficulties, as I said before. But I got About Money and War.
I already knew you were going to have that one.
I made sure I put that one in there first, right?
Which one we played last week?
I think About Money. No, we played War, I think.
Okay, that's what I thought. Man, you pick it, whichever one.
You already know I'm going to say About Money. Bitch, I'm by my money.
Well, I've heard, you know, some creative input that, you know, a couple people, they liked it, but they thought, you know, that wasn't the best. They actually like War better than that one, so.
Well, War is more controversial, yeah, but, you know.
I'm just saying, that's what I was told. That's what I was told.
Well, it's your song. You do whatever you want to do.
Hey, man, I don't care.
Stop
I mean,
people. I'm just one person.
Hey, man, why ain't heard my drop yet, man?
I did play it last week.
I ain't hear
it.
So after my music, I get to hear my drop this time, right? I'm
not today, because I'm trying to upload and everything. Listen, I'm starting over from scratch. Y'all do not know the drama I got to go through right now. So bear with a bitch. Bear with a bitch.
All right, well, go ahead and drop your favorite song and do your thug thizzle.
Do my thug thizzle. All right, introduce it real quick.
Yo, this is Nightcrawler. Y'all about to tune in and listen to about my money.
There it is.
If I talk money all the time, cause money stays on my mind, and money stays on my mind, cause all I see is dollar signs. Money to me is like a stimulant. I can talk money all day, just like the president. If it's not money, you talking and I'm not hearing it. Get it chatter to me, well, that's just irrelevant. No conversation for zeros or broke ass negroes. I wanna hear some figures with two commas and zeros, and you're still short of my net worth. Minus a few grand folks, the niggas I network, cause cash moves everything around me. If I could let these in the ground, I'd throw money around me. Rental like I'm a gardener, so I'm the measly dollars. But fuck with my money, to Houston, we got a problem. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my money. Chase the paper all day. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my money. Chase the paper all day. My money, bitch, I'm about my money, bitch, I'm about my money. Ho, where did you come? What?
Get it how you live? I was raised around money. They hip you up on truth. I was bred for getting money. Mama, she got a hustle on. Daddy kept us working on. Brother kept us hustle strong. So what the fuck you think I'm on? Girl, I got a crazy whip game. You should see my damn whip with the blowdown brains. I'm on the grind getting money. I ain't worried about no sleep. Every day.
Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you own a net, hit us up, 347-677-1163. You know, all you got to do is press 1. If you click, you dip, pretty much. Everybody's pretty much standing on point there. Okay, I see y'all. The lines is bananas. Last week, a lot of people couldn't get through. I apologize once again. Definitely sorry for that. We're going to definitely have to do something about that. But anyway, shout out to Cancer, Nitty, Ran Live, I see you. I think you up next. So make sure y'all hang on. DFF, I see you, baby. Jersey. Anyway, 5894, what's going on?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's up?
I got to take my phone off the speaker so you can hear me.
Yeah, yeah.
Who we talking to?
They doing good?
Yeah, it's good. Who we talking to?
What's up, man?
Hello? Come on, man.
Oh,
get it together.
Shit.
Get it together. All right. I'm going to come back to him. And hold on. You got it? You got it together?
Yeah, you hear me?
Okay. All right. What's going on?
Yeah,
who are you talking to?
Everything good. Everything good. I had to step outside. It's crazy. I was in the studio.
Who are we talking
to? You know how most people's studios be all crazy.
Why are you avoiding my question?
What's
who
up?
Who are we talking to?
Ran Live, 215, what up? What up, Air It Out, peoples?
What's going on with you?
Well, writing. Yo, we just got into a crazy writing mode. You know what I mean? Niggas is telling me, like, yo, you got to write more, you got to write. You got to write. And I'll be, like, running from it. That shit is, like, a priority. But, yeah, once you start getting the rolling and getting the zone, that shit's right. So, we rocking out writing, man. Got a whole bunch of beats. Got some Made Jones, some other industry Jones that's low-key.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't really like, personally, I don't really like rapping to, like, real popular beats when they first come out, like, so if I do an industry beat, it gotta be real low-key, like a joint. I don't even know where the hell it came from.
Yeah. I think the key now is to do, like, you know, original shit, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So I do got some Made Jones I'm about to spark up soon as I finish doing this.
Okay. I keep saying you need to do something for the ladies because, you know, you're not a bad-looking brother. So
right.
You definitely got to get that in there, soften the voice up a little. Be like, I'm Ran Live, you know what I'm saying, baby? Yeah, take that.
I got them tracks, yo, Fire. I'm telling you, I got them tracks. If you
wait,
can,
on the mixtape that you just sent out to me, that you gave me?
If you got a John on your John called, what? He knows what I like or something like that, or knows what I like. If you got that, then that's a joint right there. I'm telling you, it's fire. That joint's a hit, man.
Okay.
For real. And it's a girl, it's a, you know, it's a lady song, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll pay attention to that one. But I definitely like the mixtape. I mean, you have some critics where, you know, they may not like it, but I tend to like it. I like to give people a chance, but I listened to it a couple times. I'm feeling the, what's the one that you got the video for?
Philly's Best Kept Secret.
Yeah, Philly's Best. I think after you watch the video, like my personal opinion, because I am a video person, after you watch the video, you're like, okay, you get to see them and da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? You definitely tend to like the song a little bit more, so. After seeing you, it's like, yeah, okay,
all right. Hey, man, it's all about promotion, man, and sometimes, you know, money, when niggas got a lot of bread and could just push stuff out like that, it's like that. So because the niggas that had the opportunity to do that, you know, but it's all promotion is key, you know. And when you independent, like really independent, like everything's your bread, your investment, you call all the shots on every move, and every decision and every choice. And, you know, like I tell people all the time, like I'm like 7 different people in one entity, you know, as far as business, you know, management, promotion, and then just, you know, hand-to-hand sales, hitting the streets and getting the bread. Like, I specialize in that always as a young boy. That's like fast, crazy bread. Like, so it is what it is.
Right. So I know you've been listening for a little bit. Did you hear the topic? It's pretty much, you know, air out whatever you want today, just for today only. We're gonna try this and see, you know, what y'all got on your mind. Y'all can pretty much say whatever, or voice your opinion on whatever, you know. So what would that be?
Well,
sure.
I don't know. I guess you know. I guess as you know, somebody that's just everyday society. You know, I guess the streets is changing, like, for the better, like, dudes is on the business note, you know, drama calmed down a lot, you know, from 2 years ago, you know, when it was, like, the murder cat and all that. Well, you know, dudes calmed down a lot, and niggas is on some get money, lay low, and, you know, so big up to that, and just dudes that's just trying to make positive decisions in the business world, you know, and just try to get legal money. And, you know, big up to everybody in Philly that's getting it, you know.
Definitely.
And that's it. Big up to Air It Out, you know. Ran Live, man.
Ran
Hit me
live,
up, man.
Where can I reach back? I said Ran Live, motherfucker.
Yeah, Ram Live 215, hit me up, man. That's the video, you know what I'm saying? Everything's listed under that. I opened up a Twitter page. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, you on Twitter now? Oh, my God.
Reverb Nation. MySpace. I like my, you know, some people be saying what they want about MySpace, but MySpace real as shit, yo. I mean, some real ass motherfuckers on MySpace. Excuse my language, but, yo, I fucks with MySpace, yo, still, like.
I do, that, too.
That's where I'm going to be jumping. I meet a lot of people face-to-face, whatever, and then, like, all around the rest of the country and the world, like, just reach out, like, fan mail and stuff like that. People that say, yo, fuck the music all over the fucking world, you know what I mean? I got ratings on my joint that I look. I just checked them. I'm like, damn, motherfuckers in Iowa fuck with my shit. There's a percentage out there that say, yo, all right, we fuck with you. You know, tons of girls, like, tons of women, yo, beautiful women, all my fucking joint that's friends that I see, I talk to in Holland, like, that shit's crazy, like, they
so
love
had,
that
if
shit.
If you had to get signed right now, who would you go with?
If I had got signed right now, who would I go with?
Mm-hmm.
Def Jam.
Def Jam, okay.
Definitely, cause I would go to Def Jam. I fucks with Russell Simmons, they whole business, they establishment, Crush Groove, how they got they, how that, that's real shit, y'all. I'm going through that now. I'm going through that same fucking shit, just like Russell went through a crush dude, like, me and that money got to go to big niggas, and, like, they looking at the number, I'm getting like, oh, this got to be bullshit, because it's so small of a number, but I'm like, that's all I need. Like, yo, I got, like, $10,000 pumped into one album, $10,000 cash, guys. All my money, like, a lot of bread that I, from where, from whether it's from beats, feature artists, or, you know what I mean, that's cash, like. And it's going to come back. It's going double. It's going triple, like quadruple. So I'm cool with that.
We all got a lot of money. Have you? That's a good question because I really would like to know, has anybody ever sat back and really calculated all the money that they added up to right now, like from the beginning to now, all that money that you invested into the game? It's like crazy. I started doing it at one point in time and just lost track.
Yeah, and just studio time alone is a couple stacks.
Yeah.
That's like a couple of, to a few stacks alone just from studio time, like for real.
Exactly. Yeah, I think last year I probably spent like a good 10 maybe.
But it's for love of the music and, you know, just growing in fucking the love of music. And that's something I'll say. Like, if you love music, like, keep it real. All that money shit, like, if it come down to you being a person, you in the game, and you see, like, this dude ain't got that kind of money for this or for that, but whatever he got, be humble and take that. That's for Cosmic Cab, whoever. You know, Mount G's, whatever DJ out there, like, if a dude, you know what I mean, you know he ain't that bull, like, take what he give you, like, look. And be humble and take that. Holla at a nigga. Get at him. Because good music is good music. Take that. Don't be discriminating.
Right.
You saying?
Okay. All right. Well,
that's
where can they reach
that.
You at, man? Where can they reach you?
Huh? Yo, Ran Live 215. YouTube me. I love everybody. Go straight to the video. Like, don't cut to the chase. Go straight to the video and holla at me, man. Message me through that. YouTube, Ran Live 215. Watch the video, holler at me, tell me if it's shitty. Like Nightcrawler be saying, big up the Nightcrawler, he probably hung up, but I fucks with the bull. Like, say whether it's good or bad, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Give it a real, you know, whatever. I heard Bean said it, he fucked with it before, whatever situation with down, whatever, behind it, you know. And, you know, my cousin out Vegas told me he hollered at him, and he was trying to holler, and then, you know, whatever, real niggas know what happened in the street, so. That shit's real rap, so I fuck with Major Bull, so get at me. Ran Live, YouTube, 215, Ran Live, 215.
All right, so we getting in the Nasty Girl tonight. Right?
Yeah, if that's
right.
It. If you got, he knows, if you got, he knows it a like on in your file, then you ain't got that, do you?
I didn't put it in, no. I told you I'm
fine. All right, well, the Nasty Girl joint featuring Gilly, yeah.
Yeah.
Featuring Gilly and my little cousin K Mad.
All right. Okay, cool. Nasty Girl. Real line, motherfucker.
I got a nasty girl. I wanna ride all night. Let all the ladies know. We gotta ride it right. I got a
echo through the whole damn house, cause I'm deep in the middle. Meanwhile, her face buried in a pillow. One night, I got rolled in a rental, sucking on the nipples. Nasty ass girl with dimples, sweating all crazy, staying in the car seat, texting to my rappy.
Y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net and you want to tune in, hit us up 347-677-1163. Today's topic is basically say whatever the hell you want, air it out, whatever. But be gentle. Be gentle. So anyway, if you are tuning in and you are on the line, please press 1 if you want to talk. I know some people are on the line, they're newbies, and they like, I want to get on right now, but there's people like way ahead of you. Since like 9:45, so I apologize because I know you're new and you don't understand, but it is what it is. I go on order and definitely appreciate you coming through, but hold on. Don't go nowhere. I would definitely get to you. I apologize that you got to wait, but that's part of this whole process of, you know, music, so sometimes you got to wait. You know what I mean? It is what it is, but anyway, I still love y'all. Mwah. We hit the lines up again. 9912, what's going on?
What's up, Fire?
Who's this?
Check around, this Dot.
Who?
Dot the Joker.
Dot? God, what's wrong with you? Got the cooties over there.
I'm skydiving.
Skydiving my ass. What's going on with you? You sound like you got the bug and everything else.
Nah,
over there.
Man, you know how it is when you don't sleep.
You making
like
me feel sick and shit.
Oh, come on. Come on.
For real.
All right.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, liven up, or you're
going to
get the buzzer.
Oh, my goodness, the buzzer.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So.
What's good with you, though?
You know, I was on the radio thing, you know what I mean? And, you know.
Okay. Online celebrity.
Yeah. Well, is that what it is? Yeah, online. Just like you said, online.
Nah, I think you might be a celebrity anyway. I've been seeing you. You got like 9 Facebooks with like 5,000 friends on each month.
It's only 6. Yeah, well.
I it was really that much of a difference.
Well, I mean, hey, 9 minutes, that's a lot.
I'm trying to catch up.
Let me explain to y'all the problem with the 6 pages. What happened was, like, I'm thinking I'm creating fan pages, and they wind up going, I don't know what I'm doing, so I wind up creating all these other pages. That's how that happened, so not to, you know, not that I just want to do it just for fun. That's what happened. So anyway. I know y'all like, oh, this bitch is so goddamn vain, gotta have all these pages. But nah, that's what happened. Like, not touching me being done.
Crazy.
Anyway, y'all gotta do the reality show, man. Like, I'm sick of this. I need it. I want to be arguing, fighting.
It's a lot. We ain't get none of that, like, nothing like that yet. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't, it's like, it's not really a rush on doing it because,
right.
Like I said, we always got like a lot of in-the-house or studio type of footage or whatever, but we about to start taking it outside and going to like the neighborhood that we from or whatever. I know you're gonna definitely going to get some stuff right there because somebody always arguing in my neighborhood. So.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I want to see. I like drama. I love reality shows. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just want to see somebody get slapped.
Yeah, pretty much. I ain't going
to
lie.
All you want to go.
Yeah, why not? I'm not the only person that want to see that. Like, we love drama, you know?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. If you seen somebody get slapped, what would you do? You just look at them like, or you
laugh?
I'm going to
laugh.
Exactly.
I'm
going to laugh. You going to help them like, oh, you okay?
No, I seen when I went downtown one time, I seen a girl getting her forehead poked in by her dude. I just sat there and laughed.
Really?
It was
funny. Like, that's the thing. Like, if a girl is getting her ass totally whooped, would y'all really sit there and be like, I ain't got shit to do with that?
Yeah.
Girl getting her ass, why? She getting beat the fuck down. Stop. Mud hole in my ass. Yeah. I mean, like, if
she
getting really, really beat up.
Like, what I'm saying is, but see, you got to think about the whole situation. What did she do to get in that situation to make somebody trash her like that?
You know how y'all niggas is. Y'all be wildin'.
Nah, don't say y'all. Don't say
okay,
y'all.
Maybe not you. You got excluded.
Nah, I know you excluded. Y'all be calling for it. Like, y'all be saying y'all could punch a nigga in his mouth and he supposed to sit there and bar you and me in my mouth. No. You know what? And y'all try to
use
it. I'm not
saying
so
that some chicks
enough.
Don't deserve it. Some chicks, you know.
I don't care who you are. If you hit somebody, I don't care if you're 79 years old and you're in a wheelchair. You punch me in my face, I'm going to punch you right back.
Oh, God.
It's only right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for a guy, like, defending himself. You know what I mean?
I pluck little babies when they pluck me. Okay, you got to learn. Keep your hands off me. But anyway, besides all that, the shenanigans or whatever. But, it is what
so
it is.
What's your topic? Like, what you trying to air out tonight?
What, air out? Nah, I ain't got nothing to air out.
What?
Just shout out to everybody, because, you know, I be doing that on my Twitter. You be seeing when I be going in, it's like, I'm tired of, like, trying to talk about the negative stuff, man.
It don't even got to be negative. It could be like, yo.
Shout out to everybody that's on the line, everybody that's doing their thing. You know, everybody just keep on grinding, and I want to start hearing more collabs with people that's on the line.
Y'all should be doing collabs. Like, that's what Air It Out is all about, like, networking and promoting each other. Like, that's what it's about.
You be having some hard-ass names to spell, like the boy Nightcrawler. I can't spell that whatsoever. And every time he say it, I be sitting at the computer like, all right, he said, and fucking
you know how he spells it? I'm going to tell y'all, like, this way y'all, you know, he spells it N-I-T-E, and then he has the K, K-W-R-A-L-A-H. He doesn't actually put the R-E after it, so maybe that's what's throwing y'all off, because it was throwing me off for a minute. I was like, where is it? Because it's really Nightcrawler on this thing. It's not really Nightcrawler.
Oh, well.
So. Anyway, I'll post it up on my website, on Twitter again, so y'all can find it and whatnot, find them, da-da-da-da. So, shout out to Ian, too. But,
other than that, everything is just, I'm saying, moving, you know what I mean? Had a nice conversation with the little bro, Nitty. I told him, you know what I'm saying, he's starting to get a lot of controversy, you know, people hating on him. I'm telling you, that come with the territory, that come with growth.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Nitty, you ain't telling me about all that, boy.
I mean, he got people saying, you know, people going to say, like, you're just not for you. But, you know, those are people that see you progressing.
Right.
Like, who really going to tell somebody that is not for them if they're not progressing. They should figure it out. But, you know, I told him, man, he got to just stay humble, man. That's his biggest thing. He just got to stay humble. That's it. But other than that, man, everything moving. Shows popping. Mixtape about to drop. It's videos about to drop. It's just, I don't know, just trying to stay forward.
So explain the double lat, because I might have to feel it here and there.
Nitty say.
That's his saying. I'm saying he's just always be on his ad lib. Double that. And that's all. I don't know, I say it too. Yeah, you do say it, because I hear you say it the most. That's why I be like, you know, Twitter. Because I be being smart to him. Oh, okay. Man, like when he be on the phone and his daughter be screaming in the background, I was like, ooh, double that. That's all his ad libs, man. He be having me dying in the studio. Okay, so where can they reach you at and all that good stuff?
They can reach me at 267. Like, no, they can reach me at they can just type in Dr. Joker on Google, man. That's everything.
And is it dot the Joker or is it dot the Joker?
D O T space D A space J O K E R.
Hey, there you go. Trying to help y'all out. Okay. Now, look, I was telling everybody that I'm having problems with the player, so I don't have a lot of your stuff in here. This is what I do have, getting money.
Okay.
That's what I have in here.
Okay.
I didn't narrow stuff down.
Honestly, listen, all right, you can play that, but I wasn't even going to play nothing, but I just got a couple tips.
What you mean? You wasn't going to play nothing.
I just was calling to show you love.
Aw, like you showed me, sweet.
And I was calling to say thank you for giving, you know, everybody this platform to be able to show our music. But I just got I just got like three text messages, and Nitty was one of them telling them, play Get Money. So you can play Get Money.
Oh, word? Okay, good looking on that, Nitty. Double A. Anyway.
Double
A.
Oh!
Yeah, right? All right, so Getting Money, baby. Dr. Joker, Nitty.
Ah!
Middle finger out the whip, screaming, fuck you haters.
Yeah, right.
you know what it is. Every time you see me, I do it big. And y'all niggas, y'all ain't doing nothing. Always talking about making moves, you niggas loving. Every time you see me, y'all be on the same thing. Getting money, getting money, getting money, getting money. And the niggas I'm with, yeah, they on the same thing. Getting money, getting money, getting money, getting money. Getting money. You know who it is. Every time you see me, I do it big, big. And y'all niggas, y'all ain't doing nothing. Always talking about making moves, you niggas love it. Every time you see me, y'all be on the same thing. Getting money, getting money, getting money, getting money. The niggas I be with, they be on the same thing. Getting money, getting money, getting money, getting money. Getting money, getting money.
Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio is that bitch. Make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up on the line, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1. If you click, you dip. You already know. So make sure y'all stay in line if y'all really want to get on. The lines is bananas, so please be patient. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Yes, EQ, you did drop. And don't be blaming that on me. No, I did not hang up on you. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 3143, what's going on?
Hey, what's good, Miss Fire?
Cashmere, where you been?
Oh, man, just going through it these last couple of weeks. I missed 2 shows, you know, I'm upset about that.
I know.
You know, I'm back, you know, I just got some things, you know.
Take
you know, get done, you know, but, you know, I'm back on listening, you know.
Okay.
Hey,
glad to have you back. Yeah. Listen, I know y'all have y'all lives, so, like, if y'all skip a couple weeks or whatever, I just miss you, but, like, y'all can do, you know, y'all grown. Of course y'all got lives and stuff, so, like, I know how it is.
Hell yeah.
Well, what's been going on, like, since the 2 weeks? Like, have you been doing anything as far as music-wise?
Well, yeah, I was writing, you know, before I moved, because I just moved, and I was writing before that, and then I was going into the studio, like, a couple weeks ago, and then, you know, my engineer canceled on me, so I was like, you know, I was, like, kind of delayed, then I lost my phone, so I lost some of my rhymes and stuff like that, but good thing I was smart and sent it to my email just in case. Some stupid stuff like that happened.
And we was just talking about that like a couple weeks ago, wasn't we? About like having backup, with your music and stuff. So.
Hell yeah, because I don't know, I just got out of the conventional way of writing, you know, and just started using my phone. And, you know, I had some fire in there, and then I, you know, kind of lost it. It's kind of stuck in a place, like I said, you know, like last week. Like, it's stuck in a place that I can't reach it at right now. So I'm like, all right. You know, so I had to switch to this wax phone right now. But I should be getting my job back tomorrow, you know. It's like, it's got me going
stuck
crazy.
In a place.
Yeah. But, you know, it's coming along. Oh, yeah, I am going in Thursday. So I will be knocking that song for us out, and I'm going to send that to you. But bottom line, this project going to be something special, and I do mean Short Yellow Bus special, you know what I mean? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy because I'm not I'm not scared to write what I feel, you know what I mean? And not even just to try to mechanically make a hit, just something that, you know, I feel people will like, especially the perspective I tell it in, you know, whether it's about females, life, or, you know, money or something like that. I mean, it's going to be something crazy, you know? So, you know, expect a little bit of pop, you know, a little bit of, you know, real hip hop. Oh, hey, I know you do, because I love your music, you know?
Thank you.
I really do, you know? So, well, how far along have you done your project?
Well, I mean, we probably got like about 4 or 5 songs in. Shout out to Kim Kane. She definitely is helping me out a lot with the vocals and stuff like that. So without her, like, she, you know, I'll be struggling. But I'm about four or five songs in. So we drop it in March, the end of March. So I'm excited.
Oh, you got any samples, you know, you can send me that's like, you know, mixed and all that, so I can throw that in the library for definite?
Not mixed yet, no. I'm probably just get them all together and then mix them all, you know what I mean? Right now it's just like rough drafts of everything.
Yeah, I can dig it.
I'm really excited for you
because, you know, the sample I did here, I was like, okay. I couldn't even believe it was you.
Right?
Yeah, you know, it sounds different, but that's what it is. That's what we need. I mean, need something different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be original, man. Yeah.
Yeah, just write what you feel. Don't be scared, you know?
I turn into a whole different person when I'm writing. Like, I'm trying to figure out her name. I was calling her Brit, but I know it's like a white girl named, like, Britney Spears, sort of. But, like, you know, I turn into this whole other person.
Exactly, because, you know, that's what it sounds like. I mean,
really great.
You went in, though, and you stayed on key, too.
Yeah, you know, right?
You did. So, that's all good.
But, you know, we definitely going to do something together, so, you know, that's already in the making.
Oh, yeah. I'm sending that to you as soon as it's done, you know. I don't think I'm going to mix it, you know, yet, you know, soon as I do it Thursday, you know, I want my engineer to send it right to you, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it'll be crazy.
So, what's your topic for today? Because I said we pretty much airing out whatever. It could be good, bad, whatever. It don't have to be controversial. It don't got to be like, you know, I don't like such and such. Or, you know, it can be anything. Like, you know, my daughter had a good day in school today. I don't know. Just like, you know, just random shit.
Well, if I had a daughter or a son, I would, you know, brag about, you know, them. But, I don't know, just basically just some advice to people. I mean, just do what you do. I mean, don't worry about who don't like you or whatever, you know, as far as, you know, even past music. You know, do what you do in life, you know, whatever you do. Keep it positive on a positive note, because bringing that negative energy into your life is not good, you know, especially if you got people watching you, kids, you know, your kids and stuff like that, learning off, you know, the negative behavior, the crazy ghetto fighting domestic crap, you know, all that extra stuff. But just keep it positive, you know, and just know that, you know, I'm definitely going to reach out to a lot of artists this year. You know, in the next couple of weeks when I get back online and get my hustle, you know, my hustle right. So, you know, just get that cash, man, you know.
I'm nosy. What are you getting your, like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? I'm going to ask all y'all niggas this. Y'all better have some good stuff to tell me.
You know what?
You can play the fifth if you want. I don't have the answer, but I'm nosy. Please don't tell me it's just like the average box of chocolates. If a nigga buy me a box of chocolate, I'll probably throw it at you. That shit is old. We don't do that anymore. My girl, she do not like chocolate. I love chocolate, but I don't want it for Valentine's Day.
And I made a mistake of doing that last year. Oh, man. She let me know. So, you know. But I'm trying to step outside the box. You know, I'm still thinking on
creative.
It. And I only got like a week, so I got to hurry up and, you know.
Yeah, y'all do only got like a week, so y'all better get to work.
Yeah.
Some of y'all niggas probably forgot all about it. Like, oh, shit.
And I ain't going to front because I didn't know what day it was on.
Damn shame. How you going to forget that? It's the 14th.
You know what? You know, I'm just so busy doing other crap, I didn't even think about the 14th, you know. But, you know, it's all good. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah, but it's going to be special. I hope I bring a tear to her eye or something, you know.
Well, you got anything else you want to let everybody know about before we...
just know the mixtape is coming. Hit me up, Google me, Casmir, CASSMIR. I do have a, it's my URLs.
Yay!
.com/Casmir, CASSMIR. Hit me up on Twitter, YouTube, you know, Facebook, and all that extra stuff. And Cashmere.com is coming soon, so it's Cashmere all the time, all year, you know, 365, 366 days of the year. So, you know, okay, it's going to be popping very soon, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I told you, let me see, I don't know what I have in it. Oh, I think I have, like, the majority of your stuff in here. She didn't have that money. But what are we getting into tonight?
It's still on hard work, you know.
Okay.
New music coming soon. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, you know, some new crazy tracks and stuff like that. But here it is, Hard Work by me, Cashmere.
Air it out, baby.
Kane is in the building.
See, I'm the pinnacle of hard work. See, I was born when a star burst. I finish first cause I start first. I hustle hard cause my thoughts work. Yeah. Tell me what you're feeling. I turn these women on, kiss my swagger on ceiling. The hustle that I'm dealing, it is so appealing. Outside looking in, yeah, these rappers hard feeling. I'm moving something like a dream, cause the talent is immense, a trip you won't believe. Something like white snow under palm trees. Is it hard to believe? So come believe in me. Yeah, so tell me how you love me. Baby, you should know I'm attracted to the money I'm on. So we go so right, the feeling's so right. I make it my wife. If you all about the money, then it's this. Brother, take a start jumping like a bunny in a zip tricky. Cause I will be first. No quenching my thirst. Trust me, I will. I'm making moves that I won't regret. A little lonely on the grind cause there's no sex. But these women come easy like 5 reps. And I'm a super addict, 25 steps. I was never meant for failure. You should see them haters, they be cussing like a sellier. No, I don't hate them, I just put another vlog up. Peace to the lovers and the haters, it's all love. See, I take him on the flight school. Fly, little nigga, yes, Cashmere, super cool. If I wasn't me, that's the only time I mirror you. So, baby, be you, cause that ain't even hard to do. Yeah, so tell me how you love me. Baby, you should know I'm attracted to the money I'm on. So we go so right, the feeling's so right. I make it my wife. If you all about the money in the six, grab a sack and start jumping like the bunny in the six, shit, yeah. Cause I will be first, no quenching my thirst. Trust me, I will. I'm always getting love from overseas. I'm the attention grabber, like pretty double D's. See, I'm fortunate because I foresee I had to cut the fat. No pork, please. Yes, it's funny to the if you taking time to listen, seeking greatness, you will witness. Get to working on your brain. That's what I call mental fitness. If it's anything I mention, believe it, baby, you live it. Yeah. So tell me how you love me. Baby, you should know I'm attracted to the money I'm on. So we go so right, the feeling's so right. I make it my wife. It's you all about the money in this bitch. Grab a sack and start jumping like a bunny in this bitch. Shit, dick. Cause I will be first. No quenching my thirst. You trust me, I will.
Air It Out Radio with Stappage. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. If you're on the line, please be patient. I will get to you soon. I'm going in order. I do not favor anyone, so please try to relax. I will get to you. So, anyway, like I was saying, I'm going to get to 2641. Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
You.
You.
What it do?
What's going on?
Steve Burner's in the building, baby.
Burner? What's going on with you?
Same shit, different toilet, I can't call it. Y'all know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Big shit popping for me.
Alright, well, run it down. What's going on now?
Oh, man. Whew, where do I start? Oh, man. Alright, be on the lookout for the debut album on Island Def Jam. E-Burn is Welcome to My World. I had a release date posted on all my sites soon. As I get it, y'all got it. Album release party coming soon. Two new mixtapes coming soon. I'm already about 12 songs deep on my second album already. What else? Trying to get this tour thing right as far as expenses and stuff, so be on the lookout for that. I'll post that once that happens. What else? All my artists gonna drop stuff this year, probably in the next couple months. So be on the lookout for about 8 people dropping new shit this year. So it's 8 new videos being shot. Like it's busy, man. It's like super busy. Been on the radio all crazy. Shout out to the Cave, J.I., Wiz, Purple, like Afro over there, P-Funk. Shout out to B-West for the interview. That shit crazy, kid. Keep doing your thing. Shout out to Fire for fucking being fire. What?
Ow!
Y'all don't understand, boy. If only y'all fucking knew, man. Look, Kim King. This song, nigga, you understand? That shit gonna be done tomorrow. I'm not playing. That shit is so crazy, y'all. I'm sitting here listening to that shit like, yep.
Which one?
Got another one. Yeah, that shit called We Got Chemistry. That shit is crazy. So,
can't wait to hear that.
It's just a bunch of shit, man. Like, I'm overwhelmed right now, but I'm loving it, man. So, who knows? Sky is the limit. Oh, Akon checking my shit out on his drone, so that's a good look. You know what I mean? I got to put my stuff up on a bunch of extra shit. Yeah, man. I done sent him the bread and everything so he can actually listen to your song. So, you know what I mean? It's looking good. Shout out to AD, the General in New York. Like, yeah, you know I mean, it's yeah, you know I mean.
So who else is supposed to be on that tour that you're talking about?
Wiz Khalifa, J. Cole, Kid Cudi, a couple other it's really like a hip hop tour, like B.O.B. So it's special. So I'm trying to get all the way in on that. So you know I mean, it's just I'm loving it, boy. I'm loving it. I ain't even leaving the studio until I hear more news. So it's more stuff just coming out, man. I'm about to flood y'all. Y'all about to be mad at me, man.
So you got any like shows in Philly? Did you go to Philly Shine?
Nah, because it wasn't even. She didn't even post it, so I didn't even know about it. It was something else. It was somebody else throwing something. I thought it was Honest, but it wasn't, man. So.
Oh. It probably was her if it was Philly Shine. Cause that's still under her umbrella.
She usually sent me the link because I wanted to go this week, but I didn't see nothing. So I'd have went yesterday. So I'm thinking it was yesterday, but she usually sent me the link or text me, and I didn't get it. So I don't know if she threw it yesterday. So
okay.
Who knows? But I got people playing my stuff out in Cali, Atlanta. Yeah, it's about to be big. Miami, it's doing it, man. Like, I'm blessed. Okay. I feel real blessed right about now, man.
Well, why don't you bless them with, a 16 real quick?
All right.
Air it out radio.
Yo, top of my weight class, pound for pound, great. Burner's gonna break fast, A's, grits, and steak. Make no mistake, I'm nice, extra cocky. 6'1 lanes in the shoulders, man, stocky. I'm Rocky. Every part of me breathe Philly, but these whack ass DJs here won't feel me. I guess I gotta show out, do everything big. Cali play my shit and don't even know the kid. I'm way past normal, skills on layer. So past these cats, I'm looking in my rear. I strike fair in these daytime actors. Some call them hot, to me, they not a factor. Watch I blow faster, career on NASA. Take off, no bricks, dog. I want the cash and respect to make millions. Y'all hear me yet? I can hear from the booth. These labels writing them checks. Let's go.
Hear from the booth? Wow. Okay.
I can hear from the booth, man.
Wow.
You don't understand, man. I go in,
that's
man.
That's right.
And look, shout out to my nigga Nightcrawler. I'm cooking up something crazy for us right now. That's why I ain't send you no, I ain't going to send you nothing regular. I'm going to send you something crazy. Crazy. Like, you know what I mean? So, shout out to Dr. Joker. He be showing love all the time. Cancer. Like, you know, M. Dot. Everybody on here doing their thing, man. Let's go, man. Hear it out. Radio. They ain't ready for us, really.
All right. Well, let them know where they can reach you at.
Go to www.itsmyurl/onlyoneebrnas. Ha-ha. You go there and get everything from me, man. All my sites is on there. It's about probably like 15 of them. So you go there, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter. I mean, blah, blah, blah. All my YouTube stuff, Reverb, like 3 Reverb pages, MySpace.
Okay.
I found, et cetera, et cetera. You know.
Okay. All right. Burners.
And
he's on our website,
too.
The Air It
Out
Radio.
Yeah, also on airitoutradio.net.
Mm-hmm.
Check me out. I got my own page on there. Chip, chip.
You said I got my own page on there.
Yeah,
right?
A bunch of my songs on there. Old, new. Like, yeah, let's get it. Some videos on there. Yeah,
yeah,
check him out. Check him out. Check
yeah.
him out. She gonna have all my interviews on there from the radio and B West and AD the General and blah blah, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Now, you saying your thing was messing up. What songs do you have from me? I have one song.
I tried to put the majority of it in there. I'm still downloading as we talking on the show. So
what you got, a new computer?
No. This blog is going through some new changes, and, like, I seen the email, and I didn't really pay it too much attention because I've been so busy, and, you know, they just been like, it's been crazy. I got on the day, I was like,
they fucking up.
Yeah, like, they be doing some new shit to this shit, and it's crazy, so I'm just adding some new stuff in there. I got everything just about from your album, so.
What is just about? Play.
I got it.
What's fucking with that? You got that?
Nope.
Nah.
You
want
to
see
I got Learn Through, Moves I Made, Intro. We going in.
Play,
wait,
Moves
we going to get
I
that.
That's my shit. Yeah, play that.
Okay.
Y'all check out a debut song off the album, The Moves I Made, produced by my man Trilogy, crazy producer. Get at me. Get at me. We burn us. Let's go.
Let's go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It gets so much
like we
this.
Chose.
The moves we made.
I understand.
The movement.
I'm going to
make
it, man.
Yeah.
The movement.
Yeah.
I'm really going to make it, man.
So
I am.
Ready.
Listen.
So ready.
When the roads got rough and the time got harder, I kept on pushing like crack out the corner. Career in the air, lost a lot of focus. People bailing on me like I wouldn't notice. Wrong, same song, I'm stuck on repeat. Just cause he not hungry, I'm not supposed to eat. Think again, my friend, I got a fetish for steak. This food for thought, you should get you a plate and eat up. Once eat up, it's showtime. These flames gon' hate, but I paid them no mind. I'm a walking miracle. They doubted me hard and I lost some certain key pieces that left me scarred, but it made me stronger. They say what don't kill you, accept criticism, everybody won't feel you. I'm here to prove them wrong. If you don't feel the song, you need a new post, cause you already gone. All the moves I made, dues I paid, to all my lost friends pour booze on your grave. I'm gonna make it, if I gotta take it, I'm gonna make it, yeah, I'm gonna make it. All the moves I made, dues I paid, to all my lost friends pour booze on your grave. I'm gonna make it, if I gotta take it, I'm gonna make it, yeah, I'm gonna make it. Yo, it's real out here, everybody got bills. Stressing, cause I know my mom takes pills. A sugar disorder, she right on the border. High blood pressure, fill my hands with water. Splash it on my face, gotta get it together. God got a plan, I should've known better. Back on the path, mind on my math. Red Bull racing, pray I don't crash. Go so hard, sometimes I forget to relax. Get reminded constantly, close friends on my back. Thanks for the heads up, I'm hard-headed still. I go on for weeks, forgot how my bed feels. That's me on my grind mode, it's hard to slack. When it feel like the weight of the world is on your back. No one said it would be easy, quiet as kept. And I know this game ain't done with me yet. Come on. All the moves I made, dues I paid, all my lost friends pour booze on your grave. I'm gonna make it, if I gotta take it, I'm gonna make it, yeah, I'm gonna make it. All the moves I made, dues I paid, all my lost friends pour booze on your grave. I'm gonna make it, if I gotta take it, I'm gonna make it, yeah, I'm gonna make it. Got people in my corner, really good dudes. If I show an ounce of hunger, they feed me food. But I still go hard, cause that cat on the block is writing some shit to knock me out the top spot. It won't happen, I was made for this rapping. Street smart, book smart, y'all stick to trapping. That's what you do best, huh? Grab a couple vests, yeah. Cause where you hang out, they'll put something in your chest. Real talk, remember when I walked the walk? Reckless, praying that I never got shot. Now look at my progress, a hard act to follow. It's hard to digest, chew up and swallow. I'm here for the stretch, giving what's left till I can't get no more, knowing y'all got my best. So when I finally make it and accept my award, just know it's not for me, this one is yours. All the moves I made, dues I paid, all my lost friends pour booze on your grave. I'm gonna make it, if I gotta take it, I'm gonna make it, yeah, I'm gonna make it. All the moves I made, dues I paid, all my lost friends pour booze on your grave. I'm gonna make it, if I gotta take it, I'm gonna make it, yeah, I'm gonna make it.
Air It Out Radio. It's that check fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Please be patient. I will definitely get to you. We on till 1. If you're on the net, you want to talk, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1. If you do click, you will dip and you will lose your place in line. Just to let you know, I do not favor. I'm getting a lot of texts and everything, but just letting y'all know, just to be fair to everybody, that's just the way it is. Like, I love y'all to death, even though I talk to y'all every day, some of y'all, but I just got to do it like that because that way it just relieves a lot of tension off of me, so I don't got to favor nobody and all that stuff. So just, you know, I apologize if y'all waiting or whatever, but that's what it is. Like, just bear with it. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 5632, what's going on?
Yo, it's Benji Jones, A&R West Philly.
Benji, what's going on, man? You was, like, at the beginning of the line. What happened?
No, I did some dumb shit. How about I tried because I was doing my homework and shit while I'm listening. You know what I mean? Cause I called, like, at 9:45 because this shit be popping. So I'm like, I'm going to try to be the first nigga on here. So I called, like, 9:45 and shit, and I put it on speakerphone and shit. But I ain't put it on speakerphone. I pressed 1, but I already pressed 1, so I pressed 1 again. They say you off the line. And I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know I mean.
Yeah, I think you was like number between 1 and 5 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was doing horse. It's like 6 o'clock and shit. I'm like, man, I got to call up there, take a little break. But, you know what I mean, listen to the show, yo. Shout out to Nightcrawler, yo. More funny as shit, yo. For real, like, I need to do something, like, he need to do something with Wolfpack, you know what I mean? I took down his info, and I'm going to be hitting him up real soon. Like,
yeah.
That nigga, I like his voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He got real character to his, you know what I mean? I don't know him personally, but he got real character to his artistry, so, you know what I mean? I respect that.
Yeah, he got a big fan base, you know what I mean? So, definitely follow him, he on Twitter. I'll be putting him on my Twitter page again in case y'all want to follow him. So, and if y'all don't know, my Twitter is air.radio. So follow me, and then, you know, y'all see him somewhere in the midst.
Always. I got some big shit popping, too. Like, I just started school, like, 2 weeks ago, you know what I mean, for business administration down at Pierce,
okay.
Down to the city and shit. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? I just linked up with an A&R boy from New York and shit, you know what I mean? He booking a show for the, so there's a couple soldiers about to go overseas for the war and shit. So he booked a show, like, I think the end of March, the beginning of April. It's in upstate New York, you know what I'm saying? About 400 soldiers and shit, and, you know what I mean? He came at me because, like, he from New York, so he don't really know Philly like that. He's like, I want to book Siegel. I don't care how much it costs. Try to get me Siegel. I ain't never met Beans a day in my life, but I got a close relationship with Mike Knox, which is his manager. So I called Knox up, telling him the situation is, he's like, give me a number. I hollered at my old head, he gave me a number, I gave it to Knox, and, you know what I mean, everything popping. So I booked Siegel, so now he really fucking with me heavy, you know what I mean? So, and I make beats now, too, you know, I just made a beat for Freeway. You know, he just worked a beat with Kizzy Roll and Tanner the Beast, you know what I mean? I'm going to email you that tomorrow, I promise.
Okay.
Since I get out of school, I'm emailing you. But, yeah, a lot of big shit popping. I mean, my ego getting bigger and bigger, so I'm going to talk more shit. A lot of niggas going to hate. A lot of other niggas going to hate. I'm 24th on it, but I don't give a fuck about motherfuckers. I'm bettering myself. Stop smoking weed. I'm really focused. Like, you know what I mean?
Really? You stopped smoking weed for this?
I stopped smoking weed since New Year's Day. But, you know what I mean? I almost relaxed, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean? Everybody hang around smoking weed and shit. So, you know what I mean, they blazing in my face and shit. I'm like, I was about to say, let me, you know what I mean, pass that shit, but I'm like, man, fuck it. And I
but
got
really, y'all get the best contact anyway, like, the, you know, the secondhand
stuff. Yeah,
you
know what I mean, I'll still be high because I'll be catching
contact
and shit. But, you know what I mean, and I got a son on the way next month, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really focused. I'm trying, you know what I mean, do something positive. Like, you know what I mean, I'm in this music shit. I've been doing this shit for like 10 years and all that type of shit, but I'll be bullshitting. I'll still be on the block. I'll still be fucking with girls. Like, you know what I mean, smoking, getting high and all that type of shit. I'll be. It's like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But now, you know what I mean, I'm all the way in. You know what I mean? I'm giving this shit my all, you know what I mean? Because I can't just think about myself no more. I got to think about my son. You know what I'm saying? I want to leave him something like he could really be proud of. I don't want to leave him my block. You know what I'm saying? Niggas hate me on my block. You know what I mean? Niggas hate me around the corner. I mean,
right.
Fuck a block. I want to leave him a legacy. Like 50 did for his son. Like Puff did for his daughters. And, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
when is the rest of the Wolfpack coming on? Because I always hear from you.
I got you. I got, like, that's why I had to stop smoking weed, because I multitask, but you, how the fuck you gonna multitask when you high all the time? You know what I'm
people
saying?
Still multitask
so, you know
when they high.
So I got it. I mean, it's not hard for some people, but it's hard for me. I'm gonna admit that, but, you know what I'm saying? They definitely gonna be on real soon. You know what I mean? Me and Chilzy did some drops for you and shit. I'm emailing you that as soon as I get out of school. I get out of school 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'm emailing you, like, 4:30. You know what I'm saying? So... Yeah, I mean, you should have, like, 2 or 3 drops. Yeah, I mean, show the new single and the Freeway song that I just produced because that shit fire. I want you to hear it bad.
Okay. Definitely trying to listen to that. So, yeah, because you only got one song in the damn player. Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
And that's trifling because, you know what I mean, I've been the airing outer for a couple months now. So,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, that's all
mm-hmm.
me. So I take that responsibility, but, you know, I'm going to get it together.
It's all good. You on a website as well, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, and shout out to you for that. I forgot to thank you. I think I thanked you on Facebook.
You did,
but
you did.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I think
but,
you thanked me
look.
By text. You text.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good look because, you know what I mean, you do a lot of shit that other DJs don't do. They want to chat or they want you to, you know what I mean, kiss ass and all that type of shit. You look out for the artist for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I call myself the A&R West Philly, but you really represent the artist. It's real shit, so I got to tip my hat off.
Yeah, that mean a lot to me, though. That's
what I appreciate. No, because for real, a lot, like, you know and I know, a lot of them, I ain't going to say no names because it's politics in this game and shit, so I can't,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, cause I'm still trying to get
right.
places, you know what I'm saying?
You don't
want to
do that.
You know I mean? You know motherfuckers want to dick up their ass, you know what I mean, or they want to check, or, you know what I mean, you got to be cool with him, or you got to be down with this studio or this, you know what I'm saying, from the play your record.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's corny because the music's hot. You know what I mean?
Well, I ain't going to lie. I only fuck with Air It Outer, so, like, you automatically become an air it outer when you come on the line.
But
so.
Yeah, I mean, whoever you fuck with fucks with you, and it's vice versa. So, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
I mean, much respect. I salute you, you know what I mean? I always say it, but I really, you know what I mean, this ain't no fake shit. I really salute you, and I respect what you do. And you're a girl doing it. Like, No disrespect, but you a girl doing it. You outshining most niggas, like, you know what I'm saying?
You know?
You outshining most niggas, so, I mean,
my
that's a good look.
Yeah. Nah, but
you
know what, like,
my game up.
It means a lot, though. It really means a lot. And it's crazy because I'm not even really from Philly, but I show more Philly love than some people that's from Philly, which is ridiculous. Like, how y'all not going to show the, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get
that.
It's crazy.
And I'll be mad at Philly sometimes because, you know what I mean, we got the most potential to really blow up, but we always beefing with each other, or we want to, you know what I mean, be, everybody want to be the man. But, you know, I mean, you can be the man in your own type of way. I mean, look at everybody in the A and Miami, Houston, all them down south motherfuckers. Like, they getting it popping. Like, who's this? You know what I mean, T.I. the man, Lil Wayne the man, Rick Ross the man, Jesus the man. But they when it's time to collab, them niggas come together. Why not food? Like, we got the best artists in the world. Lyrics crazy, swag crazy. A lot of motherfuckers take, you know what I mean, our swag and run with it.
Right. Well, that's because Philly can't stop being too hardcore. Like, they got to, you know, shoot somebody first.
We got to turn the cursing down and really, you know what I mean, give us, like, I tell them all the time, you got to have an image. You really got to have an image. You got to know what type of message you want to give to the people. Like, Tupac had an image. He knew what type of message he wanted. You know what I mean? Big, at first, that's what he had Puff for. Puff gave him that image, you know what I mean, from Ashley Classy. And then that player image, when he started wearing Coogee sweaters and all that type of shit, you know what I mean, getting flop. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be able to be versatile in this business to make it. You know what I mean?
Exactly, that too. You know what I mean? Because your album got to be like a movie, like Nas. You put on the Nas album, you know what I mean? You close your eyes, if you high or you drink or something, you can picture that shit.
Right.
I mean, Jay-Z too. A lot of motherfuckers who got longevity, you know what I mean? You can put, you know what I mean, their first, second, third, any album they came out with, you know what I mean, when they was in their prime, and you can, you know what I mean, really relate to that shit. That sell millions of records.
Yeah. Definitely.
So,
well, where can they reach you at?
Oh, yeah.
You like, oh, yeah.
Benji Jones or Wolfpack Music Group, you know what I mean? We on the net, you know what I'm saying? I got to get that URL popping and all that shit. That's another thing on my to-do list. But, you know what I mean, Google Benji Jones, Wolfpack Music Group. We on the net. You know what I mean, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation. I just dropped the Cushion Average Juice. I hosted that joint. That's Chilly's first mixtape. It's on datpiff.com, allflamers.com, and Reverb Nation. So, you know what I mean? We moving a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely doing it. Okay.
You know what I mean? Just book Beans for a show. Freeway, you know what I mean? Freeway on my beat. You know what I mean? I'm moving a little bit. I mean, shout out to Gil. I just talked to Gil. You know what I mean? Big shit popping. Little young boy from West Philly doing it. I mean, they mad.
So you just started beasting. You got a big time person already on a beat. That's major. Okay. I ain't mad at that.
Always.
I ain't mad at that.
Always.
Okay. Shout out to Freeway. He got to get his ass on the show. He got to get his ass on the show. Shout out to E. Ness because he's about to be coming on pretty soon. So, like, I'm waiting to go to the video and get him. Yeah, he's going to be on.
That's a beast.
Yeah,
I just heard some new shit from Ness like 2 days ago. That's a beast. He still got it.
Yeah. I can't wait to interview him. So, he's, like, going to be one of my favorites. So, you know. I told him to wait and let's go to video and then, you know, you come down. So, shout out to him. I talked to him today. But anyway, you got anything else you want to air out? You want freestyle? What? Come on, man. We got to get the freestyle back on.
All right. You mean, I'm going to air out. I ain't going to say his name and all that type of shit. And that's my man and all that type of shit. But, you know what I mean? It's a difference between having money when you don't got no responsibilities and having money still having money when you take care of your responsibilities. You know what I mean? I argue with a young boy because he's kind of fooling himself. You know what I mean? He got it together. He don't sell drugs and all that type of shit. You know what I mean? He got a little job and shit. You know, this is the beginning of the year, so it's income tax time season. So he got a little 4 or 5 stacks in his account or in his pocket and shit. He's scolding himself a little bit, cop a little will. Yeah, I mean, can't hit on the youngin'. But
right.
if you live with your mom and the only major bill you got is your cell phone bill, you know what I'm saying? You not really you balling, but you know what I'm saying? You don't have no responsibility, so you supposed to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean, that little 5 stacks. Don't blow that. By the summertime, you ain't going to have shit. Because the same shit, you know what I mean, he doing now, he did last year. That's what I try to get on him about, but he want to, be big and bad, beat his chest in front of his mans and them. But I'm trying to school him because I don't want to see him all fucked up.
Yeah, five stacks goes real quick, especially if you ain't got no job and you blowing
exactly.
it, like, just wasting it.
Like, he got a little job and all that type of shit. And then, the crazy shit is, though, I mean, if you got four or five stacks, you buying a car and you buying clothes to get fresh for the women, I was about to say bitches, I'm sorry. But
that's
you,
okay.
You buy a little clothes to get fresh for the bitches, and all that type of shit, this and that and the third, at least get your mom like $500-$600. You stand with her rent free.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
You stand with her rent free. If you're going to trick, if you're going to give any female money, give it to your mom first.
Yeah, break your mind.
Come on. And it's like, the motherfucker, like, I'm a young boy, but young boys under me, they crazy. They really got the game fucked up. I don't know what type of shit they on.
Well, he don't get it right now. So,
I think it's lack of old heads. Not too many people my age giving them the message because we didn't have really nobody give us the message. We had to learn on our own. But, I pray for them. They get it together because I'm just now getting my shit together.
Right. You gotta let him learn on his own, and,
Yeah.
It's gonna take something major to happen for him to, realize the stuff around him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to young boy, Enjoy that little 5 stacks, Holler at me in summertime, I'll start my basketball league. You can probably play point guard or something.
You silly.
It's real talk, too. I'm trying to do shit for the community, for the hood,
You
trying to start a charitable, a charitable basketball league, stop the violence, because my young boy got killed like 2 years ago. His name is Halim. If anybody from West Philly and that female, they know him because he probably ran through him. Young boy, wild fresh. But, on the anniversary of his death, I want to start a little basketball tournament because that's what he did. He wanted to go to college and ball for, University of Kentucky. But, he got killed at 17. He didn't get a chance to graduate from high school. So, we'll do that in honor of him. We're going to have a little basketball tournament. Winner gets $300, $400.
Okay.
Depending on how my pockets is, I'm going to show some love.
Yeah, well,
and
she was better than nothing.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's all going to be a text write-off because, Wolfpack is an official company. I got a pattern and everything. It's copyrighted. The first 5 years, you don't got to pay taxes on it. So everything, everything is legal in the books. So, I'm getting it popping.
Okay.
I'm gonna air out one more person. Before you say you a CEO, and I'm gonna say his name, Little Young Dummy. But before you say you a CEO, really research the title of CEO. It's Chief Executive Officer, you little dummy. You a CEO. What's the bull name? A Young Frost or some shit, He's from 58th Street. But before you say you a CEO, really research the title, because a lot of motherfuckers saying they're CEOs and your company not even established, your company not even legal, your company not even recognized in the state of Pennsylvania. You didn't pay $500 to get that shit patterned and make sure nobody else got your name. And then right now you saying your company X, Y, and Z. I can go online and see if it's registered in Pennsylvania, and if it's not, I can buy that shit, not own your company. Real talk.
Real talk.
So get your shit together before you try to come at me and on some real shit. You can't rap anyway. Everybody wants to be Jay-Z. Everybody wants to fall for the team they own and all type of shit. Not everybody can't be Jay-Z. Jay-Z is Jay-Z. Be you. Be you.
Please.
Make sure your rhyme's cool and all that type of shit. And shout out to Shirley Jones because that diss record coming soon. I love the beef. It's more promotion, baby. People are dumb fuck. And your girl like, but I don't want it. But, shout out to you, Fire. I appreciate
this. You going in today,
I'm feeling myself now, because, now motherfuckers starting to realize my grind. I booked Beans. Freeway fucking with the beat. He didn't, give me words of encouragement, keep doing it and all type of shit. These niggas I listened to in high school, wearing their clothes, wearing State Property clothes, wearing Rockaway clothes. I'm actually talking to these niggas now. Ben known Gill and all that type of shit. It's really giving me strive to go hard. Started school 2 weeks ago. Keep that up. I'm trying to graduate in 3 years instead of four. Fuck it. Took out loans and everything. I'm betting everything on myself. I'm going in. And I'm about to be a dad next month. So,
as
you know what I mean?
Should. As you should. But we're going to get to your song because we got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving.
Always.
But,
always.
All right, go ahead and introduce that.
Aerodol, shout out to Aerodol Radio. Shout out to Fire. Make sure you log on www.aerodolradio.net. This is Benji Jones, the A&R West Philly. You about to listen to Chilvy Jones' first single off the Cushion Apple Juice mixtape. The title is We Smoke Cushion, Drink Cool Apple Juice with Ice. You know what I'm saying? It's called One for the Money, featuring myself, Benji Jones. I'm not a rapper, but when I do rap, I'm nice at it. So without further ado, One for the Money. You know?
There it is.
Chose with some bangs.
Money, Benji, baby, getting money. See me king of pressure shopping while the others looking mummy. I be swagging, I be surfing, just a fly, cool person. Why you looking mad? Cause your pocket's kinda hurting.
Step it up.
I hit the mall, and never do I ask the price. Benji, I'm a star, so you know I got my swagger right. Different color shirts, whole city, wolf packing right. Red and green, Gucci's up, looking like a traffic light. Chicky, I be chilling it. Pammy, I be chilling it. Always up in demons, they know it's by our government. One for the money, see the money that I'm running in. Giving out samples so the smokers they can come again. Rappers getting dumb again, sitting back and running around. Wolf pack moving, see them numbers, should be running in. Oh yeah, Benji back, now the break for the game need a makeover. Wolf pack takeover.
You know Chilzy keep it coming in the club, throwing money at 20, 50, 100, I'm a star. When I flip that shit, I rip that shit, I in that shit. Niggas, they be hating, they bitches be on my pogo stick. Polo on my body, them diamonds be on my neck and wrist. And Nemas, copping Gucci and Prada, the Louis for my bitch. No, I don't give a shit. Do not think that I'm a bitch. Them guns that I got, they a pager like Suryakovic. Chilzy, I'm the king of the floors, man, I be hot as shit. The beat is like a sheet of a paper, cause I be ripping it. Mar, I be killing it. Busy, man, I'm killing it. Bad little bristle, she chew me like I'm a double man. And that's very often, I be Rick Ross Dawson. Bitches, man, I'm Stone Cold, son of Steve Austin. Hit them with a little shake, I'm Big Jim Crawford. Bottle popping flip boys, all my niggas flossing. You see me?
Aerodol Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, aerodolradio.net. Benji, I don't know why it cuts off like that. But anyway, for those that are tuning in, make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk. If you click, you dip, y'all already know. Shout out to E-Burners, Nitty, Nightcrawler, Rain Live, Dr. Joker. And I am about to go into 0515 Aerodol Radio. What's going on?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good? Who we talking to?
Yeah, it's your boy, DFS, the problem solver. What's going on?
I like that, the problem solver. What's going on with you, man? Like, why you sound like you sleeping? I thought you was in the booth, man, getting it in.
Yeah, I was earlier. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, I'm just chilling in that now, you know what I mean? Taking a little break.
Okay.
What's good?
What's the mixtape album name again?
It's called Back At It.
Back At It, okay.
Yeah.
Like
then I got the album coming, you know, The Life of DFF Part 2.
Part 2, huh? I didn't even get Part 1. What was that at?
Oh, I'm saying, you know, you can, I thought you got that, though.
I think I got a couple songs, like, only got, like, a couple songs from you, but I didn't get the whole thing. Like, where was it? On your Facebook page? Is it on there? Like, a link or something?
No, you probably can check it out on my own Reverb, even my own site, you know, www.dfftheproblemsolver.com.
Okay. I'll check that out. All right. Some big things. You opening up for anybody lately?
Man, I'm just trying to put it all together. I mean, you know what I mean? But this this weather is crazy, but I'm just trying to, you know what I mean, new year, new, got to have a new state of mind. So, you know what I'm saying, whatever you didn't accomplish last year, you got to try to accomplish for the next year, you feel me? So that's what I'm on right now, you know.
It seems like grinding. 11 is good, though. It seems like it's a good year for everybody, it seems like.
Yeah. You know, some, I mean, even though some people might get blessed more, but still, you know, it's still a grind, though. I mean, I do it for the love first. I always did, you know.
As you should. So.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. So who's all, I know, is, what's her name on this one, too? Jessica, or?
Oh, Miss Jessica Lee. Nah, she's not on this, the new joint I sent you, but we got some hits coming though. You know what I mean? I think she's still online. She's still listening. But shout out to her, Miss Jessica Lee. You know, y'all can look her up Twitter. You know what I mean? She on Reverb. She on everything. Reverb Nation. You know. But yeah, we got a new single coming out. You know, we working on right now. It's called Freak Me. So it's. Look out for that, you know what I mean? It's official, you know.
Okay, that's what's up. So what you want to air out? Like, it don't have to be nothing negative. It can be something positive. It can be anything you want, whatever's on your mind, da-da-da-da, whatever.
I mean, you know, it's shit. Every day basic shit, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? I don't know who the hell thought it was cool for dudes to wear skinny jeans and shit. You know what I mean? Especially the tough jokers, they be acting real tough with the skinny jeans.
Right.
That's crazy. Where they do that at? You know what I mean? But as far as beef, I don't got no problems with nobody, you know what I mean? But shit, you know, every day is a struggle, so you know what I mean? You got to stay focused, stay on your grind, keep your head up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Get your paper. Do what you do.
You know what I wanted to ask you? Why you don't be promoting the fact that you do your beats? Like, you do beats. Like, you're not trying to promote it as far as to the public, or you just doing that for you?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm saying.
Because you never talk about it.
I know. I never do. You're right. But, you know, I'm saying, I mean, I'm going to talk about it tonight. You know what I mean? But, Any artist, you know what I mean, from singing, rapping, poetry, whatever, you know what I mean, looking for tracks, hit your boy up at dfftheproblemsolver@gmail.com. Simple and plain. You know what I mean? I'm reasonable. I don't be trying to bust nobody in the chops, so I'm real reasonable. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me and we can talk. It's that simple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Yo, I'm sorry, but it's so catchy. Like, I was singing that to somebody the other day. I was like, I like that, shorty. I like that. They were like, what the hell is wrong with you, baby? Anyway, shout out to Jessica on that. I like that song. I love it. So anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
where can
no
they
doubt.
Reach her? Is she actually on the line, or is she going to call in, or is she just listening?
Yeah, I know she's on because I was talking to her.
I see a couple Jersey numbers on here, but like a couple.
She called.
From Jersey?
She's from Jersey, but she stay in Alabama now, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, all right. Yeah, but she probably listens.
Weird numbers on here, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well, you know, look, I be trying to get the singers on. Shout out to Kim King. Like, I be trying to get the more singers on so that y'all can collab and, you know, do them hooks for them and whatnot. So, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all be doing the hooks yourselves. I be like, you should have got a singer on that.
You got to be creative, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can get my brother on here too, El Unique. You know what I mean? He's an R&B singer. I don't know if you heard any of his songs though, but fire. He's fire.
Oh yeah? He fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's where y'all hit.
You got it now. You got a new single out. You can check. You can, matter of fact, check them out. Search them up on our stage.
Oh yeah, a lot of people sleep on that website too.
Yo, that's the official site. For
it is. It really is, and that's on the, in my page, in my website too. So, ourstage.com, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a reverb, pretty much. It really is.
I think it's a reverb. I ain't hating on reverb and nothing. I love reverb, but our stage is like, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got a lot of good, they give you info too, just like, you know, like on shows and stuff like that, just like reverb. So, you know, y'all need to check that out as well. But
If y'all on Twitter, hit your boy up, you know what I'm saying, at DFF The Problem. You follow me out, I most definitely follow back. You know what I mean?
Go. What are we playing tonight?
Oh, man. Man, I wanna play my new single, you know what I mean? It's off the album. Not the mixtape.
What is it? Let me see if I got it first.
Mighty Burners for Life.
Nope. Oh, yes, I do. Yay!
Oh, I was about to say.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, look, everybody check out the new single, Mighty Burners for Life, featuring L Unique.
There it is. Go smack somebody.
Unique E-N-T. L
Unique.
DFF The Problem Solver, baby.
Mighty Burner.
Mighty Burners,
for life.
You know the type, love to be in the spotlight. They front and they dead wrong, but they swear they right. Every conversation gotta put the truth in. Motherfucking nuisance, I see why niggas do this. Get shot or stabbed on, killed on GP. Running your mouth like motherfucking bitches be. Run DMC said you talk too much. Especially you think you hard and you quack like a duck. In that tough woolly talk, get your bitch ass tough. You be a nice piece of pussy, about to get fucked. So calm down, man, that big Willie bullshit. Before you get your ass kicked or hit with a full clip. Time is money, motherfucker, so man up. You and your team don't got no plans, get them damn bucks. Saying you was a man, dog, with no nuts. Guess what? If I was you, I'd say my life's up.
Friends where I'm from and the pack where I'm at.
No robberies, no cash.
casualties, use your faith. Now your people's doing your body at your fucking weight. Soul of the devil, you heard a true real snake. No bling, no cars, no clothes, no real estate. No fine dimes, but naked chilling by the lake. No more telling stories how you was getting paid. Now you dead and gone, word is born, these is the break. Talking shit behind my back, say it to my face.
Where I'm from, where I'm at, where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty brothers rolling deep from the city to the city. Come with that bullshit, we keep grinding and gritty. I said, friends, where I'm from, in the back, where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty brothers rolling deep from the city to the city. Come with that bullshit, we keep grinding and gritty. I said, friends, where I'm from, in the back, where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty brothers rolling deep from the city to the city. Come with that bullshit, we keep grinding and gritty.
Give a shout out to Trash Nate. Know what I mean? I like to give a shout out. Too cool, who's good, my finger. Gum dry.
What's good?
Goo goo. Like to give a shout out. Queen. Bay Wall.
Brat, y'all already know what it is. Your boy Shank, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. the Messiah. You're now rocking with the number one internet radio station across the country, Air It Out Radio, That Chick Fire. They already know what it is, man. If it's a problem, we airing them out just like that. Rat.
Air It Out Radio, it's That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Sneaker Boy 757. I know you're listening. Also, let me see. Cashmere, M. Dot, I see you on the line, baby. Definitely getting to y'all. He is actually M. Dot, for those that don't know. He's going to be doing a mixtape, which should be ready soon, sometime in February. The Fuck You Hater. Fuck a Hater, Volume 1. So look out for that. That'll be on the website. A lot of y'all are on there, you know, such as DFF and Eberna's and Kim King. She on there too, Cashmere. And in order for you to be on a mixtape, for those that do want to know, you just basically got to come on at least once a month. And it's pretty much a done deal. So you don't have to do no extra stuff, but, you know, that's basically all you have to do. So once you come on the show, you automatically air it out, or whether you like it or not. You just, it is what it is. So get over yourself. Make sure y'all check out the website. Like I said, I'm going to hit the lineup a little bit more. Let me see, who am I going to? 5327 Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Yizzo.
Yizzo. Who are we talking to?
Talking to you, boy BC.
Yeah. Darn, that one wasn't as good. I slipped on that one. But anyway, what's going on?
You going to fuck around and practice till you really choke.
I know, I try to perfect things, so, like, you know, I don't like being messed up, but, yeah, I got to do it.
What's going on with you, Fire, since you got all these music and sandwiches that I ain't even heard?
Really? What stuff? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show the whole time. Motherfuckers got exclusives. I ain't hearing none of that. You know, I haven't heard you spit yet. I should air you out.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Because it's not about me. Like, I try to put myself on the back burner and put y'all in the front, because it's about y'all. I'm just the host. Like, I'm already getting my shine. So, like,
now, yeah, exactly. I can dig that, but that don't mean that niggas don't want to hear that shit.
That's true.
From time to time, I would love for you to drop a 16 or something like that. Just whatever.
You know what? I'm not really a freestyler. I'm not going to lie. So, y'all could get on me.
They're not a freestyler. Can I get a song release or something? Can I get something?
There you go. Why are you trying to put me on the spot?
I ain't trying to put you on the spot.
You
I just want
to
hear something eventually.
Okay.
I'm on the spot right now.
That eventually. Not right now, though.
Cool.
Y'all
I'm going to hold you to that and shit.
Okay, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
All
right.
If I
know y'all not
going to
hold me
down.
I'm going to call witnesses on the line. Nah, bitch, you said, remember? anyway. What's going on with you?
I'm telling you, just got off of work and shit.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I know you said not to talk about the mixtape, but, like, what else is going on? Video? Show? Did you perform last Wednesday?
I think it was last Wednesday at Rendezvous or whatever. I know I posted it on my Facebook and Twitter. And same old shit, just handing out leaks or whatever. I'm trying to build the anticipation before I actually drop it because I got high hopes on that shit.
Okay.
And I'm going to be real disappointed if it don't come out the way I expect it to be. But you shouldn't. You shouldn't always have, like, high expectations with everything. But with this one, I feel real confident about. And the thing about it is it's not no features on it. Like, it's all me just going ham, as motherfuckers like to say.
Going ham.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you've been listening to the show, so I know you got something to air out or whatever. It could be good or bad. Or your
man,
weird.
I got a large amount of shit to air out because it's...
Well,
it's
not a
funny
lot,
because
just like, you know, narrow it
it's
down.
It's just crazy, though, because it's like, it's real ironic that people was mentioning when they was on a line how, like, here it is, we gonna air it out, is, and I don't think neither one of us follow each other and shit, and that's kind of crazy because... Well, I ain't talking about you. You got, matter of fact, let's air you out. Why is it two aired outs on there? It's one, a 10 to 1, and then it's a regular aired out radio joint.
First of all,
what am
I
supposed to follow?
You feel like you want to cuss me out today. That's like three times.
I'm not cussing you out. I'm
you're
getting
trying
you a lot
to.
Of shit.
You're trying. So let's, first of all, let me explain to you about that. Okay?
Here we go.
Twitter tried to block my ass, so then I said, fuck you, I'm going to create a whole other page. Like, you can't stop me type of shit. So that's all right,
Diddy.
Yeah. So, like, I don't let nobody stop what I got to do. Like, I got shit to do. You can't be stopping me, damn it. So I created a whole other page, and then, like, I really don't use it. So now they let me go, so I'm good. I'm back on my original page that I
all did. Right.
So,
now,
there you go.
Second is, you said, yeah, you follow people as well as I follow you and everybody else, but we don't follow each other. And I feel as though that's one fucked up thing about Philly is how we going to have a backwards-ass theme. We got a theme talking about some brotherly love, and we don't show that shit all the time. And that's even when we step out on venues.
Well, yeah, I mean, we already know that. That's how Philly is. So, like, you know, it is what it is. But most of the air it outers, they do follow each other. You know what I mean?
That's great.
They do. We hearing them collab, and they about to do this with this person, da da da. So, like, you know, if you come on enough, then y'all can be... You know,
yeah, that was the subliminal, John. I'm far from slow, but okay. I like that one. That was sly as shit. You might as well have
hit
me back,
you know. Back, you know.
You want to hit me back? Well, you can get a nigga right now. I'm surprised
yeah.
You don't hear this up this shit in the background.
Oh, I hear it. You know I got ADHD. I'll be like, what's that? Cut that shit off. You heard
yeah.
What I told Nightcrawl. I was like, Can you cut that door, whatever that is going on in the background?
I'm about to be like Nightcrawler because my wheel definitely about to get back up and running. So shout out to my Thunderbird. Thank goodness for that because I suffered the whole winter and shit.
So
now,
what else
crazy,
is going? What else is going on with you besides
just handing out leaks or whatever? Still writing
well.
as usual and okay. Trying to hit venues up. Ain't nothing changed.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Cancer. Alright, well, we dropped him. Well, he dropped or whatever, probably because he's on underground or whatever. But anyway, I'm going to hit this line up, see what's going on. When I call your last four digits of your phone number, in case y'all are just tuning in or whatever, make sure y'all, you know, I'm talking to you. So, 8950, Air It Out Radio, what's going on? Hello? 8950. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? How are you? What's going on?
I am super great.
Who are we talking to?
This is B-Fabulous.
B-Fabulous.
B-Fly.
B-Fly. In other words, who, sister?
Say that again?
In other words, who, sister? In case people don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm otherly known as the Game Sister. They call me TGS to be funny.
To be funny. Well, you got your own identity, so, you know.
Right, you know, and it's time for them to get to know that. You know, be fly, be fabulous, and love yourself, ladies, if you're out there listening.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I'm loving the song. I had to hit you up. I was like, you got to come on, because you got to play this song.
Right, you feel me? And if they don't know the song you're talking about, it's called Lose My Number.
Yes.
We got to put a request in for that, because there's a lot of people out there, I know, you know, they be bugging your phone, you know, even if, you know, you get tired or don't want to talk to somebody, you know, they take it personal, but every now and again, everybody goes through that, so you got to tell people, you know, lose my number, ho, sometime, you know?
Yes, for real, I got a couple motherfuckers that need to lose my shit down, pronto.
Right, you know, lose my area code and everything.
For real, you broke that shit down all the way. So what are you doing now? Like, I know, you know, Game is your brother. Like, what exactly are you doing to separate yourself from him? Like, you still rapping?
One, I don't. People always keep asking me, like, when we going to do a song, when we going to do a song. I kind of feel like in this music business, Michael and I'm Janet, you know, and I have my own talent just as well as she had her own, and I'm working on that. So I don't want people to know me for TGS. You know, that's my friends joke, you know, but I want people to know me fly and what I stand for, and I do a lot of music and a lot of different kinds of music, so whatever somebody puts in front of me, I can do. I don't want to just put myself in one genre. I'm with the no genre era. I'm pushing that one, you know, with the rest of the no genre people, because I don't want to be sustained to just do one thing, so I'm separating myself by doing my own music and working my way to the top by myself.
Good.
Because I feel like I deserve the credit for what I'm doing. I
right.
don't want to be, you know, thought of, well, is she going to be tight like her brother, or is, you know, how you going to perceive a person? I want a person to perceive me for what I'm giving. So, you know, just to let them know I am doing my own thing by myself, and it's hard for a female, so it's like I'm out here pushing on my grind like any other female rapper or any other male rapper. You know, I'm doing it from the grind up, so ain't no secret doors, you know, that I'm getting, and that's where people get confused. You know, people always keep saying, well, you know, why you ain't messing with your brother? There are reasons, you know, and I could choose to do it alone. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, all I really need is the fact that, you know, the fact that people can say that I'm the Game Sister, that attract people just saying that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's not like I'm a stepsister, you know, I'm biologically his sister, so, I mean, that's really all I need. That's a ticket right there, you know, but
right.
Hey, you need to have hard work, you know, so I don't want people to think, you know, just because you're related to somebody, you know what I mean, you should just be giving things all the time, you know? If you learn how to work hard, then it'll pay off later, and you appreciate your work.
Exactly. So, like, I mean, I know you want to ease the west side, or rather. Like, do you have any collabs that you're doing with anybody?
Well, I've been working with Daz. I've been doing some stuff with Daz. I haven't really been too big on a lot of features. I did a couple songs with Glasses. And, you know, basically, like, artists that's on the grind like myself, because really and truly, I feel like, you know, I don't want to do a bunch of songs with a bunch of features right now, because I'm an artist on the rise trying to come up, and I feel like it's more about what I got to say and what people need to hear from me, you know. They're more so trying to listen to the feature, you know, and I don't want them to be trying to listen to the feature on my songs. I want them to listen to what I got to say and how I got to say what I'm saying it about, and I just want you to hear me right now. So I try to, you know, I put a couple people here and there, but really I'm just working with me, to be honest with you.
Okay, and as you should. I think a lot of people will appreciate it more once they get out and they do it on their own, you know, without saying his name or whatever the case is. So, and
just a lot of times you're not access to that, you know, and people, you know, just because, you know, like I said, it's just because, and I'm going to have to write a song called Just Because, you know, because it's like people feel like just because it's my brother, I should have this, or I should be doing that. And this is life. This is reality. Things just don't work like that. You know, in some situations it do, some situations it don't. You know, and so I'm tired of people thinking that just because a situation happens to somebody that it's supposed to be, you know, glitter and gold everywhere else. You know, okay. And as a woman, to me, it means more to work that harder because I'm showing other girls that they can do it by themselves, you know what I mean? And that's building up self-esteem because that's what I'm about. You know, my movement is Pink Presidents, which is pink representing women and presidents because I know more women in my life right now that got it together and got it going on and out there making their money independently by themselves, and they don't get the credit that they deserve. Like, I work. Regardless of me doing music. So I go do hair every day, 7 days a week, in between that rap, try to do shows, and I push my grind, and I sit on the computer for hours at a time. So this is it's what I want, and I can't expect, because this is what I want, for him to fulfill it if nobody knows really and truly how I want to do this. So I want to do it that way by myself. And
so do you still keep in contact with him? Like, do you... Are y'all on good terms?
Oh, yeah, we in contact. Oh. I mean, family functions, you know, nieces, nephews, you know, all of that, you know. But it's basically like if this music didn't exist, that would be my brother, and that's the relationship I treat it as. I don't treat it as, oh, you know, that the game. I don't look at my brother as the game. I look at him for who I know.
Right.
And that's my brother. So I don't, you know, I don't. It's not for me to be like, oh, I want to go to every concert or, oh, I want to be in every video. I've been in no videos. You know, if he is, I work on myself and try to get myself together because I can't be focused on what he's doing in his career because that's how he do his music. I'm a little, you know, spicy over here. I have an aggressive side to me where, you know, those hood songs might come out. And I am from, you know, Compton, so I do have that side. But then I have my rock and roll side and my pop side. So there's a lot more to be fly than just where I come from and just some gangster rap. I don't want to just... Like I said, I don't want to just be doing that. I want to do it all.
Right, exactly, exactly, as you should. So I know, like, I was reading a magazine somewhere that you got shot or whatever. Like, all that was true, right? Like, did they ever find out?
Yeah, I got shot in 2008 at the studio. Just some random drive-by. I mean, you know, I am in Compton, and things, you know, they're still crazy over there. So
they really,
you know,
wasn't aiming for you. They was just random. And they wasn't aiming for you at all.
No, they was. I don't think their intentions was to be aiming at me, but I was outside, you know, and like I said, I am in the city of Compton, and I'm in a neighborhood. It's where gangbangers are. So, you know, I don't know who. I don't think they was somebody directly shooting at me. I just got caught up in the line of fire.
Right. Wow. That's crazy.
And they shot me in my face.
They shot you in your ass?
They shot me in my ass, and the doctor told me, you know what, you better be lucky, because they call it the $1 million shot. Like, if you in the war and you get shot in your ass, you're alive, and they send you home. So he was like, well, you got hit in the best place. A lot of tissue back there.
It is a lot of tissue back there. That's what's up there. I mean, well, that's not what's up, but I mean, like, it could have been somewhere else.
Right. You know, it could have been somewhere else. It could have been another part of my body. You know, it could have been anything. But, I mean, it's an experience. I always, you know, I watch the news and you hear people all the time about things that happen to them. I never thought, you know, because I don't put myself literally in those positions to where something like that would happen to me. So it was amazing just how you could just be anywhere. When you wake up that morning, you don't know what might happen by the end of the day. I can tell you that.
That's true.
So flash before your eyes.
What females are you feeling right now? That's out.
Let's see. Females. Well, it ain't so many females out. I mean.
Well, who are you feeling? They don't gotta be like. Are you familiar with any of the female rappers from Philly? Not really.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you can just throw
really
them out.
Truly, I mean, I'm more so, you know, where I come from, so it's more like to me about, you know, I'm really into what's going on over here because as a West Coast, we're kind of like, I don't know what is going on. It's like a weird vibe, but everything is going on everywhere else. So right now, it's like we don't have enough unity to push each other, you know?
Right.
And right now, it's not like, you know, you have your artists now that are coming out of the West Coast, but it's so much talent here that is crazy, and there's so much talent that's unrecognized. So I've been, you know, I really be trying to keep in tune on what's going on over here, as well as other places, but more here than there.
Mhm. Okay. So, like, what should we expect from you, like, in 2011, the rest of the year? Like, what's going on with you? You got any videos
coming out?
Well,
I'm about to drop. Say that again.
You got any videos, mixtapes?
Yes, I have 2 mixtapes out. You can download them at thatpiff.com. The first one, which came out in 2007, is called Be For Real. That album was basically like my introduction into the game to let people know that I wasn't playing. And so it was basically like, you know, a quote that I used to always say, just like, be for real, you know. So that was the first one. And then in 2009, I dropped Pink Presidents, which is my movement. And that CD was about, you know, it was basically music for women. But a man could listen to that CD, too, because it had a lot of substance and had a lot of substance to it. But it was, to me, it was more like a power movement for the women. So there's a lot of songs on there for motivation as far as going to get your money or, you know, basically just empowering the women. And I'm about to drop Queen of the West Side next month, which is a project I've been, well, it's another, my third mixtape that I've been working really hard on because, I mean, I'm making a statement and I'm saying I'm the Queen of the West Side and I'm taking that title and whoever got a problem with it, it's whatever, you know, air it out.
Oh, I know that's right.
I'm taking that title, and I think I'm the right candidate for the job. So I'm putting that out, and I've been working hard on it because, like I said, if you're going to say that, then it got to be of that nature. So I'm coming with it, a lot of bangers.
Do you have any beef with anybody?
Huh?
Do you have any beef with anybody? I mean, I know you.
No, I don't have beef with anybody. None that I know of. I can say that. I'm not really that type of person, but I am one of those type of people. If I am approached, then I'm gonna have to, you know,
well,
I'm gonna
brother,
have to do
like,
what I
day.
Have to do. You know, this is the game, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't have any problems with anybody. Like at least none that I know of.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. So where can they reach you at if they wanna get a hold of you, do a collab, or Twitter, Facebook, whatever? Where can they reach you?
If they need some, if they want to collab with me, they can hit me up at bfly24@gmail.com. You know, submit me some music. I'm real quick with it. I'll get it back to you the same day for the right price. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter. It's shebfly, shebfly. And Twitter, and my Twitter page be cracking because I'm a fool. Got a lot of jokes, so y'all come check me out, follow me. Oh, yeah, I'm crazy on the Twitter. So if you stay on me and my brother's page, y'all be laughing all day. But also Facebook, Sharani Taylor, the government. Look for me. I got 1,000 pictures on my page, and I change my hair color every month. So y'all keep up.
Jesus,
out there. My hair color is turquoise now.
Okay.
I went a crazy color. So, yeah, but, yeah, B-Fly is coming very, very soon. I want y'all to go on YouTube and check out my video. It's called Feel My Pain. And after that, could nobody tell me I ain't the shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to perform like that. It's 64 bars of knowledge and power at the same time, and it is basically going to tell you everything about me and show you how real I am. So you guys go check that out. YouTube, Feel My Pain. B.F.L.Y. That's how you spell my name because it's an acronym. Be fabulous and love yourself.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you still there, B-Fly?
I am still here.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce your song, the one we're going to get into.
All right. Well, shout out to the ladies out there and my dudes. You tell somebody today to lose your number and you got to put the hole in again. So she about to bang that out for y'all. Thank y'all for giving your girl B-Fly love and air it out. Your girl Fire, she's the shit, you know. Together, y'all gonna need a fire extinguisher.
Exactly.
Lose my number, man. You tired, you lame. You got no game. B-Fly stand for big business, baby. C stand for cash, credit, or checks, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Lose my number, you know what I'm saying? For the lames out there, lose my number. Stop blowing up my phone, man. You killing my minutes. Lose my number. Holla back.
Lose my number. Number. You be tripping, you can lose my number. Lose my number, ho. You be tripping.
tripping, you could lose my number. Ain't got time for them games. You kind of lame anyway, so you could lose my number. Bugaboo, maybe throw my phone out the window, trying to get away from you. Lose my number, calling all night, calling all day, popping up at my place, blowing up on my waist, sidekick on my hip. Don't even have to look, but I know what you will get. You could lose my number in the trash like a rubber. You ain't nothing but a sucker, so quit calling me. Ring, ring, man, here we go again. You acting like we something more than friends. I tell you what, why you gotta call so much? If it ain't money, talk about business. They out of touch, inbox on full, with a mouth full of bull. You ain't talk about nothing, so lose my number. Get bread, make you wonder. Lose my number. You ain't talking about nothing. Lose my number. Your conversation getting dumber. Lose my number. Lose my number. Ho, if bread make you wonder. Lose my number. You ain't talking about nothing. Lose my number. Your conversation getting dumber. Lose my number. Lose my number. Ho, delete my contact name, aim, and all that. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you ever call back. No more, no more, no more. Cease. Hang up, tell that shit, kid, don't go. Water, go home, lose my number while you at it. Boy, I done had it, for real, I ain't got it. 7 digits, you be bugging that front number. How you get it, but we meet, who is you? Keep calling every minute, busting through my shirt, man. Don't you get it, apparently I don't wanna talk to no kids. They be wishing they can holler at a player like me. Like hanging up phones and they still call me. Call me, lose my number in the trash like a paper. I'm looking for a scraper, they help me with that paper. Man, I love a dude that be chasing that paper. Unidentified numbers, I will erase them. Get bread, make you wonder, lose my number. You ain't talking about nothing, lose my number. Your conversation getting dumber, lose my number. Lose my number, ho. If bread make you wonder, lose my number. You ain't talking about nothing, lose my number. Your conversation getting dumber, lose my number. Lose my number, ho.
You make me wanna throw my cell phone out the window. Talk me to death when my battery low. You a bugaboo, always got a cut at you. Sitting on the phone, you be talking about nothing to what it do. Breathing all up in my air, you ain't about shit. You talking about money, you still ain't got shit. So I'm hanging up phones, I press a dial tone. If they call back, I just answer with a different tone. Nah, this ain't her, wrong number. Don't call me, lose my number. Click, click, put a block on the ditch. Lose my number if you ain't getting rich. And baby, you can save that message. Taking up space in my box for that business. C is for cash, B is for business. Ask around town members, you're free, we with it.
If bread make you wonder, lose my number. You ain't talking about nothing, lose my number. Your conversation getting dumber, lose my number. Lose my number, ho. If bread make you wonder, lose my number. You ain't talking about nothing, lose my number. Your conversation getting dumber, lose my number. Lose my number, ho. If bread make you wonder, lose my number. You ain't talking about nothing, lose my number. Your conversation getting dumber, lose my number. Lose my number, ho. If bread make you wonder, lose my number. You ain't talking about nothing, lose my number. Your conversation getting dumber, lose my number. Lose my number, ho.
Air it out, radio.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to B Fly for that one. I love that song. I don't care. It's a lot of niggas that need to lose my shit. Anyway, we're going to hit up the lines again. Going back to Black Cancer. We have Lost Connect with him. What's going on, babe?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, you good now? You good?
I'm about to rumble with Blog Talk and shit. That shit was drawn.
Actually, that didn't have nothing to do with Blog Talk. That was you.
No, AT&T is wonderful. I pay a high-ass bill.
You
guys
on the sub over there, so.
I wasn't on no damn sub. I was on a bus.
Oh, you
broke
was on a bus? Okay.
I was on a bus with my broke ass.
I didn't touch nothing. It was like, psh, you was there. It doesn't depend upon you unless I just
I've
connect
been online
to
before, and you've had issues like that. So, anyway, moving right along. You want me to finish airing out who I wanted to air out, yo?
Yeah, because
I heard Kim King touch on something. She was sounding like
Kim King wasn't on.
Who was that, Danilla? I was just
that was B Fly.
So,
that's Game Sister.
That was B Fly. I like B Fly.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. But as far as I go, whatever. Yeah, I'm just handing out the leaks or whatever because on some real shit, not everybody know me like that, and that's to be expected because there's so many niggas. In Philly, everybody raps him, her, grandmas, nieces, nephews, and cousins. So you definitely got to get yourself out there. And I refuse to just put out my mixtape without people being familiar with me. They might know me on this poetry spot, but not all venues. And that's the same with the rap shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So me being involved with so many things and still trying to do the school shit, I try to stay consistent with updating with my Facebook and my Twitter and et cetera, et cetera. And when I had time, I step out to the venues. That's what it's hitting for.
Okay. Well, let everybody know where they can reach you at, and one more time, and so we can get into your song.
It's www.itsmyurls.com/blackcancer. Now, you wanted me to do some poetry. I got some bars for you, though. We don't even got to get into a song
all
tonight.
Right. Okay.
You know
well, whatever, you know. Whatever's good for you. Hold on, let me hit you with the with my girl.
Air It Out Radio.
I wash away my sins, only to find that, unlike others, I have to dive in a pond, river, lake, or maybe even ocean. Bare naked with a bar soap in the left and the Jesus piece in the right. Next time, the right hand will be replaced with the Holy Bible. See, I feel as though I'm half of Adam without an Eve, so whisper beside one total to somebody, I'll be 100% man. Chocolate like M&M's with no feminine features about me. And bitch niggas, they're the total opposite. Can't find a dick because they 100% yams. Man, I can't deny they sense. See, I stand tall through all the ups and downs as life continues to throw blows involving uppercuts and low blows, right jabs, left jabs, hooks that don't follow after a verse, it hurts. All the pain and agony inflicted upon my body. But I never go down like young Jock. I rise like a gun cocked, ready to hit his target, hoping that it departed from Earth's existence. Cause see, sticks and stones may break my bones, but mouth movement is worthless, bitches. Basically, a strong will can have you juggle obstacles with no difficulties if bright lights are shining upon your every movement. And I'm far from a pot of face with out of space attitude, personality that'll make you laugh cause it was worth your salary. The clowning around ain't profound in my town. Money talks and bullshit walks. I'm pounds into pounds, dimes, dirties, and hundreds. It's money like a ram. That's something I like and I want it. Being broke ain't a joke. You're a comedian if you're sleeping in luncheon. A walking laugh house who ass out like homeless people, but they crack out, you lack clout. Goals, I'ma max out. Hoes, I'ma make them tap out. Like we was in a ring wrestling, but really we sexing and grooving from movements we choosing in the bedroom with, then black out. Morning comes, ass out. Life's a bitch and I wife the chicken. She caught me cheating, my lights be dimmed. Blacked out. A detour couldn't stop me from being on my cash route, I'm hungry. For dollars and knowledge is power, food for thought. I devour faster than a smoker with the munchies.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like poetry. Well,
I'm glad you do.
Spoken,
I
whatever y'all, however
that,
y'all
yes,
want to
yeah. Spoken word poetry.
Spoken word, yeah.
I've incorporated my rap shit into there, as you see.
Okay, what was that called again?
That's called Blessed. That'll be in my chat book along with the mixtape. Which is why it's taking so damn long. It's kind of difficult to have both at the same time and have that money right and still pay for school. So I'm getting through that shit.
Okay. All right.
Look out for that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, all right. Well, it's a little weird because usually we go into the song and then you all be off the line. So, but definitely appreciate you calling in, babe. And hopefully we'll hear from you next Monday.
Yes, sir. You can play Break It Down next time.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Man. You have a good one.
You too, babe. All right.
All right.
Bye. Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. 1910, what's going on?
What up, what up? Fire!
Fire! What's going on?
Yo, the show tonight was bananas. Like, I mean, y'all, you had everybody up in this joint, like.
Trying, trying. You know, next week we got Rod Digger. Rod Digger.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be a good look for you, you know what I'm saying? Rod
yeah.
Digger, that's history in the making. I mean, how Rod, she's been out for a minute, you know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
She can school everybody, you know what I mean? It just,
it's been a minute. I've been, like, really getting her, talking to her manager. Shout out to Vance. So, you know, like, we've been trying to get it together for the longest, her schedule. She in the UK and all that stuff, so it was kind of hard. But anyway, what's going on with you?
Yo, just, you know what I mean, in the lab, always consistent, you know what I'm saying? I got my young boys back in order, you know what I mean? They in here making songs and shit, so that's a good look for me because I got them all up in the van and shit, and they ain't working and doing their thing. You know, sometimes I used to get mad because it's like, if you're giving artists free videos, free music, beats, and free promotion, you would be on your grind. I know like 100 artists that's on this line right now. If I gave them that, yo, they'd be on the grind daily.
I know that's right.
Right? And I got my son, and I got all his little young boys, and I got them, you know what I mean, all promoted and everything like that, and them niggas just didn't want to work for a minute. So, I mean, I had to sit down and talk to them, you know what I mean, being that CEO that my man Benji Jones talk about.
He was going in, boy.
Yeah, was he ever, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
But I had to sit down with the crew and let them know, like, look, this is, you know what I mean, I'm about to switch up the van if y'all don't get on y'all grind, because it's easy
right. To
take the wrap off and put somebody else up on there. Then they was like, oh, no, Q, well, we on it, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully this spring we're going to definitely have them out touring and stuff like that, you know what I mean, because it's a good look right now, you know what I mean? But other than that, I got a new album. I won't say a mixtape because I don't really do mixtapes. I don't like, you know what I mean, rapping over other people's stuff. I mean, that's cool, that, you know what I mean, they do that, you know what I mean, that's all good, you know what I mean? But I just love making my own music, and I can sell it better on iTunes, so, like, I got a new album coming out real soon. It's called No More Dead Roses. You know what I'm saying? It's just basically, the concept of it is just basically talking about the different issues we got going on in the world as far as hip-hop is concerned, or the hip-hop community is concerned. Like, you know what I mean? Whether it's, you know
what I got that?
No, you ain't got that.
Oh,
yet,
I'm about
know?
To say boiler work. Damn.
No, you ain't got that. You don't have not one song off of that new album because the beats
are
bananas. Like when I send you that, you know, that's exclusive right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm only gonna give it to you first, so you know, I mean, so you can check it out before you even start promoting the songs off of it. I haven't promoted the single off of it yet, but it's tight work. Like, really, I got some crazy stuff going on right now with that. That album. But the new joint you got, you should have that sent to you, is Haters in My High Beams. That's with the Young Boys. So, you know, I want everybody to check that joint out. You know what I mean? Oh, I sent that to you. You know I sent that to you. We talked about that when you kept saying that.
Yeah, but I, you know what? If you was listening in the beginning, I was telling you that, like, I was having problems with, you know what I mean? So... I don't have that in there, but if you want me to try to look for it and hold on, but we only got like 23 minutes left, so, like,
yeah,
nah, you know.
It's all good. I mean, but I'm quite sure you got
definitely
the code.
Definitely apologize.
I
have
good.
Everything squared away next week, definitely.
You got the cold winter, or that got...
Yeah, I got that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know, it's still a cold winter until we get spring, you know what I'm saying? So, But yeah, you know, Fire, you know, we're going to start shooting a movie in March, too, so everybody...
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, I got two classes.
Every week.
Listen, I got two classes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that know anything about college, doing two classes at one time is dumb hard, you know what I'm saying? It ain't easy at all. I got psychology and critical thinking, like, that is shit is fucking crazy. Like, it's dumb hard. I ain't even going to sit in front and to keep an A... Average, like, it's dumb hard. Like, you got to do a lot of work.
Yeah.
So next semester, I go into one class per session, so it'll be easier for me to start shooting, filming the movie. So hit the website, www.illadelstyles.com. Email me, man, at jquick@illadelstyles.com. I don't even know my damn email. and then, you know what I mean, like, stay in touch with me because when I already got the main characters, but I always put artists in so they can get their promos because I know you're out there shopping your music, trying to do your thing, but to be in the movie is a good look. The last year we had the movie in the Philadelphia Film Festival, the second film that ever made it since, you know what I mean, State Prop, you know what I mean, to be doing some big things like that. So, like, I'm really trying to, you know what I mean, help artists get their look, you know what I'm saying? So no matter, you know, you ain't got to be all motherfucking Denzel Washington, but you can definitely get your little cameo on, you know. So I'm just looking out for y'all, you know what I mean. Niggas don't hit, people that hit me up ain't ready, and people that ain't hitting me up is ready, but they don't know how to approach the situation. Look, just come with a business mind and we can make it happen, you know what I'm saying. That's all it's about, you know what I mean.
I know that's right.
Yeah, you know, but, like, airing out people, that I don't know, man.
You don't
got to
air nobody. You can just say something positive, whatever.
Okay, I was going to say something negative about Blog Talk. Like, no.
Yeah, right, these motherfuckers.
Yo, I've been on the phone for a minute, yo, and I was like, damn, I got clicked off. Like, how that happened? Like, that, you know, I didn't even move. I'm just sitting here listening to everybody get it in, like, you know what I mean? And I got clicked off. So.
It's usually because you click over.
But I didn't do anything. Like, I was
like, did you plug up your battery or your
phone? I didn't do nothing. What I'm saying is Blog Talk. That's Blog Talk. I was just sitting here, just chilling, listening to everybody talk, man. E. Burners. In fact, E. Burners was on the line, and then I think his song came on, and then after, I don't know, like a second, like, it just went off and got dead. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what the hell is that? Like, I ain't even do nothing. Like, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, but.
I definitely be putting my complaints in the blog, believe me.
Yeah, well,
I'm like, y'all motherfuckers fucking up my shit. But, you know, it is what it is. But I definitely apologize to all my air doubters that get dropped for no apparent reason. But some of y'all do be clicking the fuck over, so.
Yeah, but this time around, I swear, you know, well, I ain't swearing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
swear. Yeah, don't swear, don't swear.
No, but no, you know, I didn't do nothing. I was just sitting here chilling. But anyway.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah,
so what?
Neither here nor there, you know. I'm just doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and shout out to, like, you know what I mean, like, my man Benji. You know what I mean? I see him doing a lot of things. Benji gonna always have some haters on his tail for the simple fact he's real outspoken.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, his humbleness hasn't really, really kicked in the way I would like to see it, because he definitely can make a lot of moves, but at the end of the day, he's doing what he needs to do to get his grind on. So,
right.
You know, I mean, shout out to him to make... for his thing popping, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just shout out to the whole Philly, you know, and matter of fact, just shout out to everybody down south. I hear, you know what I mean, a lot of people coming on the line, you know what I mean, from all over. So I show my love. You can always hit me up, illadelstyles.com, your boy EQ Philly. Beats, videos, you know what I'm saying, cameos, or collabs, you know what I'm saying? We can do all that. Graphics, you need your CD done. Come on, man, hit me up, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Seriously, like, ain't no work that can't be done for me. Like, I'm always grinding, doing somebody's shit, so it's all
right.
Good. But at the end of the day, I just want to show you some love because, like, this is a good form, man. Like, it's really, really, really a good look. Shout out to Kim King, too. Like, I love that sister. Like, she's just doing her thing.
Kim doing her thing. She a little sick right now. Spooches. But, yeah. So, she listening, though. She definitely hear y'all.
Yeah. But you doing your thing. Like, seriously. Like, this is a great form. I can't wait for the video show. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to be kind of stupid.
Yeah. Take that.
It's
going to be good.
It's going to be real dumb. But, you know, I'm just waiting in the cut. I'm trying to get this new camera, yo. If I get this new camera, it's like freaking crazy. It's over. Like, the game's a wrap. Like, nobody shoots like me anyway. So, like, when I got better toys to play with, it's like it's a whole nother ball game. I got every piece of software in the world, but it's like when you got little toys to play with to go with that software, it's the game is like it's a wrap, like, you know what I mean? But I'm looking forward to shooting more of y'all artist videos, man. Don't sleep. Do not sleep.
All
you
right.
Want a video done, hit me up, illadelstyles.com. Stop sleeping.
Stop sleeping.
Yeah. All right. So what's good? What you gonna do for me today?
We're playing Cold Winter.
Cold Winter, yo. It's your boy EQ Philly. Air It Out Radio is the number one radio spot, blog spot on the net. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check it out and make sure y'all go to airitoutradio.net. You know what I mean? Because there you can definitely click on and get with your boy EQ Philly because she definitely looked out with some love. You know what I'm saying? When you going to have me on the show? When I get a special? You know what I'm saying? I got all kinds of shit to talk about.
When we go to video, you know.
All right. Well, that's a done deal. Right. It's a done deal.
There you go. All right.
Look. So. Your boy EQ, Cold Winter, you know what I'm saying? Niggas bundle up. You know what I mean? It's a wrap.
Yeah, it is.
Nothing like your enemy, something like your fantasy. Santa Claus climbing down your chimney, bringing you the lyrical, something for your spiritual, taking all your pain away, giving you a miracle. Some like to perpetrate, so they real fraudulent, can't give a real show. Tell me where your money's been, even when I'm not hot, still hit the right spot, touching all your senses, for so resistant, keeping you in tune as I'm landing on your moon. I'm a star shining bright, you would think my name was June, July, I'm so fly, I'm like a layer, I go there and make you put your hands in the air. I'm a vet for the masses, better bring your glasses, something that you gotta see, you don't wanna pass it, giving you the realness, every day, all day, can't stop down, but you know I came a long way. About my lifespan, a nice man who rose through the crevice, and now I'm in the limelight. It's my night and your night, so let's get together, have a party, man, we can jam all night. Who ever said that life would be easy? They try to give us noodles of the politics, it's easy. Had a brother who was shot for peace. Just imagine if we all stuck together, would we stand for peace? From the slave ships to the cotton fields, we still enslaved, meant to be magic, David Copperfield. If I see it, I can truly be it. So I'm living like tomorrow never comes. I'm moving with the drums, the beat and percussion. Just a rap session. I'm making lyricals just to stop the kids from cussing. If you hear what I speak, understand what I say, raise your hand to the sky, cause we came a long way. Yeah, I know you came a long way like me. So this is for you. Cause they shoot to kill, from the cops to the block, the soldiers in the war, we helping other countries where we still living for. The only thing that's rich is our will to succeed. It's funny how we ride while we stepping overseas. That Steve was a man who lost his job, now we forced to be a criminal to steal and rob. Every day we in a panic, our thoughts are gigantic, want more, give less, using up the planet. Now this is kinda deep, but this is just a thought, and you can overcome if you understand the art. Something I will say to you will put you in a better mood. Hope you take the inspiration, giving us a better food. I thank God for giving me another day. I understand, cause for sure we came a long way. Yeah, we all came a long way, man. It's been so hard, but we here now.
Radio with that chick fire. I don't know what the heck happened. Anyway, you want to hit up the line and find out what's going on. I don't know what's going on with Blog. Blog is fucking up. Anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up. 9810, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey. You're trying to sound sexier than me. That is not going to tell. What the hell? No, I'm just joking.
Sorry.
What's going on? Who are you, babe?
This is Miss Jessica Lee.
Talking all tough on Twitter and shit.
Nah, I'm a teddy bear for real. I just talk mad shit.
It's all good. Where you from, babe?
I'm from Jersey.
Jersey? Uh-oh.
Yeah. Pennsauken. But I live in Alabama now, way down.
Okay.
Near the Gulf.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on? I know you wanted to get on. Like, we played one of your songs. No, we played DFF. But I guess you
yeah.
gonna call in and get into. I like that, huh? Cause you.
Uh huh. Yeah, cause that's me on there. I like that.
I know we gonna like press for time toward the end, but I'm gonna go ahead and I want you to go ahead and introduce where you from. I mean your websites and all that stuff. So
okay.
I know it seemed like we rushing you, but next week you can definitely get in. I just want to get to everybody, so you know.
Yeah. That's okay. You just save the best for last. That's all.
Mhm.
But I'm on Reverb Nation Twitter. It's MS Jessica Lee. It's MS underscore Jessica Lee on Twitter. And then Reverb Nation is just Miss Jessica Lee. If you just type in, if you just Google MS Jessica Lee,
okay.
All my stuff will usually just come right up, lined up, bam, bam, bam. Just check me out on there.
All right. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and introduce your song with DFF.
It's Like That with DFF and Miss Jessica Lee because I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I like this. What's good, shorty? How you doing, baby? Damn, you look so good. I like the way you look, and I know you hit his hood. Got your bandana in your daisy dukes, in your high heels, and you're looking real cute. You got me going crazy, real, real crazy. All I'm saying to myself, I love you, sweet say. I ain't gonna front, you're everything I want. We can drink some liquor, we even smoke a blunt. Yeah, I'm from Jersey, baby, did you hear me? Looking at your body, got me saying, Lord mercy. Oh my, damn, I like that. My name, somebody's calling the cops. I'm pounding, I'm drowning, and making that coochie pop. You keep on telling me, Tabi, give me that cop. Yelling and moaning and screaming a whole lot. Just because you got hit with incredible rap shot.
Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that.
Yeah, I like all type of a chicks. Skinny ones, fat ones, the hell of a thick. White to Puerto Rican, Brazilian shit. And if they bout what I'm bout, how about sucking my dick? Just that, no head, shit, I ain't gonna lick. Come on, mom, stop fronting on that young girl bullshit. You know what it is, over time is it. So, when you brawl, let me see the tips. No need to get mad, fool, no need to rip. Well, you like that, but damn, I like this.
Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that.
You may like this, but can you handle this? I'm kind of catty and a little scandalous. Just one touch and you'll be in a state of bliss. I ain't talking about the ones near my eyes. I'm talking about the ones between my thighs. Yeah, so open up my clam and taste my pearl. And after that, get ready, cause I'm gonna rock your world. Yeah, I'm gonna rock your world. Cause I'm not your average girl. I'm way past Pluto. I'm out of this world.
Air It Out Radio. Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm going to zoom through some of the lines, the rest of the people that's on here. I might not be able to get to your video. I mean, your video. What am I thinking about? Anyway, your song. If I don't, then I will play it next week without you having to come on or whatever. That'll be on me. So I'm going to hit the lines up and see what's going on. 8173, what's going on? Air It Out Radio.
For fire.
What's going on, baby? Who this?
Sincere.
Ah!
What's up?
We gonna shuffle into your song real quick so we can get it in. Tell everybody where they can reach you, all that stuff, before we get into it.
Just follow me on Twitter, at I'm Real Sincere. I'mRealSincere. I'm Real Sincere. Follow me.
All right, there you go. Patty cake, baby.
Okay. Yo, we getting in the club tonight.
Yo, Rick, scope it up.
Data, what's good, man?
JQ in here.
Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Shout out to Kim King, E. Burners, Cashmere, Real, Dom Shiz. He didn't call in tonight, but that's cool. We still love him. Mr. Prez, you got the, you won a theme song, baby. I'm surprised you didn't call in, but anyway, I'll hit you up and let you know you got that DFF. Jessica, what's going on, babe? I hope you become a regular. Benji, shout out to the Wolfpack, all them. Let me see, Dr. Joker, Ran Live, you know what I mean? All my Air It Outers that tune in every Monday faithfully. And if you miss a Monday, don't feel bad. I'm not mad at you or nothing like that. Yes, I am. Anyway, shout out to EQ. Make sure y'all hit him up for any videos or movies that y'all are trying to do. He's good. B West, too. He does some videos as well. Nightcrawler. Hit him up on Twitter. I'll be tweeting him in a few minutes and a couple other people. So I'll be up a little late twittering. And also, Ran Live, Dr. Joker, you know what I mean? My peeps and stuff, they always here early. If y'all want to get on soon, definitely come on like 9:40, 9:45. If y'all want to get in, get out, just a little hint for y'all. But anyway, like I said, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. It's a lot of good info on there. Definitely love talking to y'all. I appreciate all the support. And check out the website and look out for the office space that's going to be at the end of the month. Crazy. I love y'all. I'm Magic Fire. Mwah.